news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Roughly 70 American trading partners will face higher tariffs. The BBC's David Willis says a presidential executive order has been signed. The higher tariffs to take effect next Thursday.
Everything from 50% in the case of Brazil to 15% for Japan, South Korea, and the European Union. 40 to 41% for Syria, Laos, and Myanmar. And the White House is portraying this all as a sign of Donald Trump's negotiating skills, making the point that these tariffs are already yielding billions of dollars in revenue for the U.S. coffers.
President Trump has put tariff hikes on Mexico and China on hold for now, but levies on imports from Canada will rise from 25 to 35%. The Senate started work on a 2026 budget bill that, for the first time in decades, includes no money for NPR and PBS.
The Appropriations Committee has begun its work on an annual bill funding the Departments of Labor, Health and Human Services, and Education, which in the past has included funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. That funding was a target of a recent rescission bill that clawed back some previously approved monies. Committee member Democrat Patty Murray called it shameful, but many Republicans favor the cuts, long accusing NPR and PBS of political bias in favor of the Democrats. Biden reported.
Powerful storms that lashed the mid-Atlantic and northeast last night flooded roads and homes, delayed or canceled thousands of flights, and cut power to utility customers. A 13-year-old Maryland boy died after being swept away by floodwaters. The July jobs report comes out this morning. Analysts expect it to show a slowdown in hiring. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 420 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your three-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
TGIF 603 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Well, we had all the big rain yesterday, and in some cases there are still reports of debris and tree branches, things like that, on some of the roadways. Now, the major highways should be fine. Some of the side streets, some of the lower lying roads that got flooded out yesterday might still have a problem. I'm looking at the streets here at the Bay Bridge right at Sandy Point. And they're still wet from some rain that went through earlier. Everybody's open, though, for the traffic in that area. One early wreck, if you're coming in on I-70 between Mount Airy and Woodbine Road, there was a wreck there in the last 45 minutes that was eastbound after the ramp area at Route 27. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. It's starting off cloudy and cooler for your Friday morning. Temperatures today struggling to get out of the 70s, maybe a few lower 80s as we head toward the afternoon. Into the weekend, we'll see a lot less humidity and temps in the low to mid 80s with plenty of sunshine. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
After the excitement yesterday, it's nice to see cooler temperatures and perhaps calm skies. 66 in Aberdeen right now. Downtown Baltimore, it's 67 degrees. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sadly, a child dead after floodwaters swept him into a drainage pipe during these strong storms in Mount Airy yesterday. The body of a 13-year-old was recovered in the 200 block of Watersville Road in Carroll County at around 5:30 yesterday afternoon. afternoon. Officials say several kids were outside playing when a flash flood filled a gully and washed the victim into the pipe that connected to a stormwater retention pond. The incident is under investigation. Strong storms led to flooded roadways, downed trees, power outages across Baltimore and the metro area yesterday. In Harford County, emergency personnel carried out several flood-related rescues, and the Baltimore Metro trains were held at the southbound Falls Road station due to flooding in the Mount Washington area. Howard County enacted restricted parking restrictions in Ellicott City, which has experienced deadly flooding in the past. And the Maryland Health Department says there have been 19 heat-related deaths this season. The 13 most recent deaths were reported before this week's heat wave, when the high temps and humidity combined for heat indices that exceeded 100 degrees. At this time last year, there have been 14 deaths attributed to the heat. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3751, pick 45701, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Crump Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. I once heard Rob Carson refute the Democrats' claim that America is a racist nation, and he did so emphatically by saying, "Show me to Clarence Thomas of Chad, show me to Muhammad Ali of Ethiopia, and show me to Oprah Winfrey of Eritrea." The answer to all of those examples, of course, is that you can't. And the point that Rob was so unmistakably making was that America is not a racist country. I'd like to take it a step further. Christianity is the only religion that can get you to heaven. Show me the Jesus of Buddhism. Show me the Jesus of Hinduism. Show me the Jesus of atheism. And show me the Jesus of secular humanism. You can't. And you can't because only the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is effectual enough to forgive your sins. And only if your sins have been forgiven can you enter into heaven one day. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
First they came for the bullpen, then they came for the position players, and finally they came for Charlie Morton. Nine players let go by the Orioles in the month of July, four yesterday, including Cedric Mullins to the Mets, Ryan O'Hearn and Ramon Laureano to the Padres, and Morton to the Tigers. 16 prospects the Orioles received in return for the haul, the vast majority at the single A level. Meanwhile, the Birds will be in Chicago this afternoon to open up a three-game set at Wrigley against the Cubs. The NFL officially kicked off its preseason slate last night with the Hall of Fame game in Canton. Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers over the Lions 34-7. A moment of silence beforehand for the four people killed earlier this week by a shooter who was targeting league headquarters. Coming up in 30 minutes, more on the dismantling of the Orioles and the rebuild to come. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland's Friday, August 1st, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, the Baltimore County cabal on the Inspector General scandal. We'll name names. Kamala's got a new book out. Okay.
Okay.
Says he's going to spend more time with vodka. Our top story here today, the smoking gun emails that prove Hillary Rodham Clinton was the one who greenlit the Russia hoax. And in it, we find out the a cast of thousands, really, We have George Soros. His Open Society Foundation has been implicated in this, as has the FBI, the intelligence community, the then head of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and more. Senator Chuck Grassley on Thursday released these newly declassified annex to the Durham report. And Grassley said the Durham annex contains previously classified information exposing a reported Clinton campaign plan to falsely tie President Trump to Russia. And let's rewind a little bit. Remember, it's Kash Patel recently found the annex of the Durham report in a burn bag in a secret room at the FBI headquarters. According to these newly classified documents, Hillary Clinton personally approved the Trump-Russia hoax just a few days before FBI counterintelligence agent Peter Strzok opened Operation Crossfire Hurricane on July 31st, 2016, to distract from her private server email scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary used a bogus dossier, the dirty dossier from Christopher Steele, and conspired with foreigners. Remember the name of Leonard Bernardo at the then Soros Foundation, now Open Society, with these foreigners and the FBI to spy on Trump's 2016 campaign and presidency. On July 25th, 2016, Leonard Bernardo sent an email confirming the FBI was working with Hillary Clinton to demonize Putin and Trump. He wrote, the media analysis on the DNC hacking appears solid. This is an important story because it would be the first time that we know of that a state deliberately uses the infiltration and publication of data to interfere in the U.S. election. Julie, who was a Hillary campaign advisor, says it will be a long-term affair to demonize Putin and Trump. Now, it's good for post-convention bounce. Later, the FBI will put more oil onto the fire, wrote Bernardo.
Yeah, that is a quote, folks.
Yeah, exact quote right from the declassified documents itself. Here's Megyn Kelly describing what happened and that Hillary Clinton should be behind bars.
This woman should be in jail. Literally, Hillary Clinton should be behind bars. And so should the people who worked for her who did this. This is so blatantly corrupt. She wanted to distract from her email scandal. She cooked up a plan to accuse Trump of being a Russian agent in order to distract from her own legitimate scandal. She made up a scandal about Trump being a Russian asset. And they banked on the intel agencies working with her to perpetuate this lie, and it appears they were only too happy to assist. That's what this scandal's about.
Indeed it is. I'm still getting through the 29-page report issued by Senator Grassley. A lot of redactions.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying, to tell you the truth, because you get to some juicy parts of this, and then all of a sudden names are just redacted out of it. So, if you go behind closed doors, if you're Pam Bondi and you're Kash Patel and you're Dan Bongino, you have access, you have clearance to read this stuff. I would get it before a grand jury, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have to be held accountable for what this attempted coup.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBN. This is the largest scandal in this nation's history. I would argue, folks, by the way. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
If you're coming in on I-70 from Mount Airy this morning, it's raining there once again, according to the radar, light rain in the area. The wreck was after Route 27 and before Route 94 at Woodbine Road, and was still taking away two lanes at last report. I looked at some of the data, and it's still showing the backup after 27. That's where you have to pay attention and then watch your speed. It looks like we'll be staying to the right as we're coming through that area on I-70. Both the tunnels right now with the lanes open. We can see some of the roadways are still wet. Some areas are getting some rain. And again, that area between the Bay Bridge and Sandy Point over towards the Severn River Bridge, we can still see the spray from the vehicles there. So some areas are dry. Some areas are still wet. Some areas still have debris from all of that rain overnight. I-55. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, cooler today. Highs in the mid-70s, maybe 80 or so. It'll be less humid. And then Saturday and Sunday, highs in the low to mid-80s. It'll be dry with plenty of sunshine a little bit later on this afternoon into the weekend. So we actually haven't hit the dog days of August yet. We're just August 1. But boy, those rains yesterday, they were heavy downpours, man, I'm telling you.
I mean, the thing, folks, Sean was actually stuck in the grocery store.
I was. You could hear it on the roof of the grocery store.
And the bad thing is his wife had taken him to the checkout line for kids where there's no candy.
Yeah,
exactly. So, he was there just standing looking at the other aisles for 45 minutes.
And I devised this plan on how to get to my car with carrying like two bags with an umbrella so I wouldn't get soaked.
Right.
And I got to my car, and my car was in a low-lying area, and as soon as I stepped, I sunk to my ankles in water. Right now, cloudy 66 in Ellicott City, and it is 66 in Pikesville. Time for some one-liner news. Donald Trump has canceled all new offshore wind turbine projects approved by the Biden regime. They say there's been a guy named Dom who fought so hard against windmills since Don Quixote.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're really worried in Tampa about some offshore wind, but as long as Chuck stays inland, things will be okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Thing is, I keep the hurricanes away.
He has to change directions. He's blowing hot air and morning.
That's right.
Yeah, onshore.
Stand out of Clearwater Beach and just keep blowing, baby.
Fire one. Kamala Harris is releasing a book called 107 Days, which chronicles her campaign for president.
It's already a worst seller on the list.
Right. Joe Biden can't wait to read it because he doesn't remember why she decided to run in the first place.
Who is this?
Yeah, how'd he lose the nomination? Yeah. He wonders.
Recent interview, actor Liam Neeson admits he's a little bit embarrassed by the Taken films. Boy, I thought they were some of his best.
Yeah, me too.
And he's not embarrassed about remaking The Naked Gun?
I thought though, actually it wasn't one of the Taken ones. It was the one where he was a snowplow operator. I thought that was very innovative.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was great.
You mean, they're all pretty much the same film.
Yeah, but yes. The setting was wonderful. How he used the snowplow is just wonderful.
The MLB trade deadline has come and gone. No one is happier than Colorado Rockies fans. They made a big trade yesterday. They're trading the baseball season for the upcoming football season. The canned cocktail maker High Noon is warning customers that some of its vodka seltzers were accidentally labeled as Celsius energy drinks, which contain THC.
Oh.
The company issued a recall. So if you want to know if you got the wrong High Noon, you'll be high at noon.
Yeah, but you'll be playing much better.
That's right. In a medical rarity, an Ohio baby has been born from an embryo frozen all the way back in 1994.
Wow.
As a result of the age of the embryo, the woman just gave birth to a full-grown adult. Think about that for just a second. 1994.
C-section.
Yeah. Remember we told you about the radioactive wasps yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They're missing.
Uh-oh.
They found the nest, but the wasps themselves are gone.
Uh-oh.
And apparently, they believe they may be radioactive. We thought the murder hornets were bad. Okay, remember those?
Yeah.
And now we've got the radioactive wasps flying somewhere in the United States. And the ad wars just won't stop. We have another controversial gene ad that we thought we played for you here this morning.
I'm not here to tell you that the lead singer of Kiss was one of the greatest of all time. And I definitely won't say that the star of Young Frankenstein was a comedic legend.
It's alive!
Why would I need to do that? But if you want to talk about genes, I'm not going to stop you. But just to be clear, this is not me telling you that Coach Norman Dale in Hoosiers was portrayed by one of the most respected actors of our lifetime.
I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game. In my book, we're going to be winning.
America's got great genes.
See what I did there, right?
I see what you did there, right?
Can you name the genes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the first one was... it was Gene Hackman's the last one.
Yeah, Gene Hackman's the last one. The first one is Gene Simmons.
Oh, Gene Simmons of Kiss. I need the reference. What was the second one?
Gene Wilder.
Oh, Gene Wilder, of course, and Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein. So America's got great genes.
Yeah.
They were just some of
That's Frankenstein, by the way.
Frankenstein.
Stupid ass commercials.
Really?
You don't like the Sydney Sweeney commercial?
That's not how I would have characterized.
I mean, she ain't bad to look at, but she's wasting my time with all the other
stuff. So here's my question to you. What were you looking at more? Were you looking at Sydney Sweeney or the Ford Mustang 350 GT?
What do you think?
The Mustang.
I have a Mustang.
I like it. I think America's now great again. Now we got muscle cars, and we got hot women and good-looking jeans.
Yeah.
Nothing better than that's what makes America.
See the story about the, speaking of hot cars, see the woman was taking Medicaid and bought herself a Lamborghini?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's not going to draw too much attention,
not at all.
Yeah. That's about the dumbest damn thing I've ever
seen. Unless she's terminal, in which case she's saying to hell with it, you know. But I mean, assuming she's just on long-term Medicaid, it's like in your face.
Yeah, it was.
Exactly.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 620. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Do you think this is the smoking gun? Is this going to what cooks Hillary's goose and others? I mean, a lot of names here. The evidence keeps on coming out slowly but surely. It's trickle, 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 Chinese water torture, drip, 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 drip. And the question is, will Pam Bondi and Cash and Dan Bongino have enough evidence to take it to a grand jury? That is the question. So.
Yeah, well, I hope they do, and quit calling me Shirley.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. We'll see in just a second. By the way, the Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Six 22, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, as always. Thank you so very much for having us in this and every day.
Toto, hold the line. Yeah. You know, they're touring again.
Are they really?
Yes, they are.
Going to be around here?
I think they are. I think they're coming to either Lancaster, Pennsylvania, or they're going to be here somewhere. I'll look it up.
Cool.
Yeah, they are amazing musicians. If you've ever seen them in concert, they're just really good. FBI Director Cash Patel calling out Clinton after the classified Durham Annex report reveals Hillary personally approved Trump-Russia hoax. And Patel said there will be more to come. Here's his statement. We uncovered this annex along with thousands of other documents buried in the back room of the FBI. It revealed a highly classified piece of the Durham report, evidence the Clinton campaign plotted to frame President Trump and fabricate the Russia collusion hoax. We worked with Chairman Grassley, declassified the documents immediately. Now the American people can see the truth for themselves. We'll give you some other little nuggets that we have found inside the Durham Report coming up next.
And here's our own little nugget. Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
What kind of sauce?
He looks like a little nugget,
a little
doesn't
nugget.
He? He's just a little nugget. He's just a lovable little nugget.
A little nugget guy.
Old Nugget Johnson. There he is. Sounds like I should be out in the field whistling Dixie or something, you know?
Reverend.
The eastbound side of I-70, the wreck is after Mount Airy, closer to Route 94. Still blocking two lanes. That's the report we have right now. And some light rain has arrived in that area once again. So right now, traffic is having a problem on the eastbound side of 70. Back here at the Beltway and the BW Parkway, some rain has passed through there. Roadway conditions are damp. So again, some areas are getting some rain. Some of the roadway conditions are still dry. JFX show up, no problems at all. At least right now, you're clear from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, the Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. After some really heavy downpours yesterday and some flash flooding, it is going to be cloudy and cooler today. Highs maybe high upper 70s to around 80, somewhere in there, less humid. Saturday and Sunday, low to mid-80s, dry and plenty of sunshine. So today is going to be the more cloudy day, and Saturday and Sunday looks a little bit better. Right now, cloudy, 68 in the city, 67 in Middle River. So we're looking through this. This is a 29-page report. As I said, I got through a little bit of it last night, and I just pulled in. We're going to be diving into this here over the next week or two. But here are just some of the nuggets that I pulled out of the Durham Classified Annex report, which has now been declassified. An email or composite of emails by a top source fund official, Leonard Bernardo, in July of 2016, appears to confirm Hillary Clinton approved of the Trump-Russia election hacking narrative. All right, so her fingerprints are all over this thing. And why was she doing this? Well, she wanted to distract from the email scandal. You know, all the emails that she took home, a private server in her bathroom, et cetera. Top Obama administration officials were aware of intel reports related to the Clinton campaign's plans to dirty up Trump with this manufactured scandal, but instead pursued the FBI investigation into the Trump campaign. So there was a conscious decision made, oh, we're going to help Hillary cover up, and we're going after Orange Man Bad instead. Okay? Everyone was alarmed at Attorney General Loretta Lynch's unfazed reaction to information that she acted as a conduit between the Justice Department and the Clinton staff. So here's what happened. Obama couldn't put his fingerprints over it. He needed plausible deniability. So basically, that fell to Loretta Lynch. She was the one that gave Hillary the heads up. What was going on in the Obama administration? How they could work to help her blame Trump and clear her name. So Loretta Lynch should be looked at now. Clinton, John Podesta, Jennifer Palmieri, and Jake Sullivan, who was Biden's national security advisor, by the way, were interviewed by Durham in 21 and 22 with perjury statute of limitations and denied, I mean, within the perjury statute of limitations, and denied any knowledge of the Soros official's email and any Trump-Russia plan, when clearly they were found on the email chain. So they might be going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Exculpatory evidence was excluded in Jim Comey's application before the FISA court to spy on Carter Page. So these are just some of the little nuggets that we have found so far inside this declassified annex. Thanks to Julie Kelly and some others for digging those out for us, the investigative reporter. So the point being here is that, and the other thing, where are the FISA judges? Wasn't Boasberg a FISA judge during that term?
I'm not sure. He may have been.
I have to look it up. I think he was presiding over. Well, you would think when the court is lied to, when a judge is lied to, they would take that very seriously, yet they have been remarkably silent.
Yeah. As if in being complicit, one would wonder. I have a problem here, and that is the cynical side of me says that, this is going to be just a flash in the pan, and by Monday, it'll be a weekend story that'll go away. They'll talk about it maybe in the weekend talkies, and you and I will talk about it on Monday and Tuesday, and then the story will die out again. The hopeful side of me says if this doesn't put Hillary Clinton in the witness box being interrogated about her role in this with the documents to prove her role, then we have a real problem in this country.
Well, we do. And look, this is stuff that we are seeing now that have been declassified. It certainly appears to me, and I'm not an investigator, I'm not a federal investigator, I'm not a U.S. attorney or prosecutor, but it looks to me is that there clearly is some wrongdoing here. Okay? You are conspiring. Number one, we know that they were spying on Trump's candidacy, his campaign, and then his presidency. We know that they lied about the Russia hoax. They went after people like Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, General Flynn, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
And there were people in the swamp that did that as well. Mike Pence. And here's the thing. I'm not saying this is just Democrats. Mike Pompeo, remember he was director of the CIA?
Right.
He could have declassified this stuff and gone after those people back, when it was still fresh in everybody's mind. Instead, he sat there and watched as Robert Mueller covered it up, as John Durham could only go so far because he, and then Bill Barr. I mean, the fact, and of course, Pompeo ended up over at the State Department after a while because I think he realized he didn't want to be at the root of the CIA stuff. So this is, if we don't have some heads and roll on this, then we are really truly a banana republic.
Yeah, indeed, and that concerns me. So we'll see how this plays out. Give it 6 months, and if we don't have legal action against those people directly responsible from this administration who say they're going to be very aggressive about this kind of stuff, then just, you know, just put a check mark next to America. It was a great place to live.
I'm wondering if any of these people can sue. Papadopoulos, Flynn, Carter Page, can they sue? Because their names were dragged through mud. They had to spend a fortune on attorneys. All of this was fabricated. It was manufactured. This was a lie. Okay? And some people even lied under oath, which is even worse. Coming up next, Kamala's got a brand new book, and we'll see what's in it. 6:30.
Sorry, Papa's got a brand new bag.
Exactly. Time for news headlines once again. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The Maryland Health Department says there have been 19 heat-related deaths so far this year. The 13 most recent deaths have been reported prior to this week's heat wave when the high temps and humidity combined for heat indices that exceeded 100 degrees. At this time last year, there have been 14 deaths attributed to the heat. A Baltimore police officer accused of raping a 16-year-old girl has been indicted by a grand jury. Kerlon Edwards faces felony charges that include first-degree rape after an alleged incident involving a 16-year-old girl that he claimed to be dating. Edwards had been held without bond since his arrest, and he is now suspended from the BPD. The defense has requested an additional bail review. For now, he remains in custody, pending an August 27th court date. A Brooklyn Park man has been arrested on drug charges following a traffic stop in Anne Arundel County. Police stopped Jekye Johnson, it's J-E-K-Y-E, Jekye Johnson, for a moving violation Wednesday evening. He gave the officers consent to search his vehicle. Police say they found a quantity of Suboxone strips and Percocet pills, along with a large amount of cash, and Johnson was taken into custody. Ocean City ready for the annual White Marlin Open, which runs from August 4th through the 8th. The event is said to be the world's largest and richest billfish tournament. And when the event began in 1974, there have been 57 votes, 150 anglers, and $20,000 in prize money. Last year, it drew 318 boats, more than 3,000 anglers, and nearly $8.6 million in prize money, with the first place winner collecting $3.7 million. Wow. The Frederick County Sheriff's Office has arrested a man who allegedly threatened mass violence at an Emmitsburg children's camp. Deputies were called to the Emmitsburg Elementary School Tuesday morning for a report of a man making threats near children and staff at the playground. 6:32 right now on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick 3 Lottery, 751, pick 4, 5701, and now Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
We have delays also on I-70 if you're traveling west into the area around Frederick County and west of Frederick. See a tractor trailer on fire, maybe just a single lane, and this is going to be there for a while, westbound at the area at Route 40 at exit 49. So that's a problem going west into the western part of the state, and then the accident outside of Mount Airy is eastbound. Bound I-70 coming over towards Woodbine Road
at Route 94. Two of the left-hand lanes still blocked there. Some areas this morning are still getting some rain showers, so be prepared for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and cooler for your Friday morning. Temperatures today struggling to get out of the 70s, maybe a few lower 80s as we head toward the afternoon. Into the weekend, we'll see a lot less humidity and temps in the low to mid 80s with plenty of sunshine. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This is Sean Casey. Gary is feeling a little bit under the weather, and this brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management here this morning. Big day for the Birds yesterday as they pretty much gutted the team. Busy trade deadline day. The Orioles opened the day by sending outfielder Cedric Mullins to the Mets for pitching prospects. Raulman Gomez, Anthony Nunez, and Chandler Marsh, none of which are above AA. First baseman Ryan O'Hearn and outfielder Ramon Laureano sent to the Pods for six prospects, all of whom were selected in the 24 draft. Finally, the team made two deals with the Tigers. First, acquiring pitcher Dietrich Enns for cash, and then swapping pitcher Charlie Morton in cash for fellow hurler Micah Ashman. The Orioles are back on the road now. The Baltimore begin August of the series against the Cubs. Trevor Rogers on the mound for the Orioles opposite Cubs Cade Horton. Rogers enters the matchup at 4-1 with a 1.49 ERA this season. The Ravens have the day off from practice. Baltimore quarterbacks coach T. Martin told reporters on Thursday that 90% of the team's offense has been installed so far, and the quarterback Lamar Jackson is flying. Defensive coordinator Zach Orr compared first-round pick Malachi Sparks to former Ravens linebacker C.J. Mosley, who made four Pro Bowls while playing with the Ravens. The Ravens play their first preseason game August 7th against the Colts. Speaking of preseason, last night kicked it off, the Hall of Fame game, where the Jim Harbaugh-led San Diego Chargers defeated the Lions 34-7. A key member of the former Washington Redskins, now Commanders, may one out. According to NFL media's Ian Rappaport, Washington wide receiver Terry McLaurin has requested to be traded. McLaurin held out of the first few days of training camp as he seeks a new contract. McLaurin led the team in catches, yards, and touchdowns last season. Is entering the final year of his current deal. And at 6:36, that's a look at Stein on Sports. I'm Sean Casey.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greenman Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greenman Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather. And the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot here with you from now until 9 o'clock this morning, and then into the weekend we go. Well, Kamala Harris has a new book, 107 Days, where she says she's chronicling the inside look. Well, one would hope, since she was the candidate, she would have the inside look. It's not like she has to speculate. Well, I hear what happened in this meeting with the candidate was. I mean, she was the candidate. She can simply say, this is what actually happened. I somehow wrangled the nomination away from Joe Biden, who wasn't even aware that I was the nominee. And then I blew it. In the end. Next book, please. And that would probably sell very quickly. It's a disastrous campaign. We'll see whether or not she has any intention of telling the truth about whether that campaign was a disaster or somehow it was imposed upon her. My bet is the second, because I think she's going to try to set herself up to run for the presidency again in 2028. This is something that a lot of people, particularly Democrats, agree with. Patrick Murphy, former congressman, says, look, she is an important voice in the Democrat Party.
I think she has an incredible important voice, and I hope she continues to serve in the public interest in some capacity, whether it's in the private sector or elsewhere.
She has an important voice. What has she ever said that was important? I mean, to me, this is impossible. She's an important voice. She's a significant voice. In what fashion has she brought significance to the public square?
I would describe her as a voice.
She's a voice.
I don't think she's significant. I don't think she's important. Look, she was the vice president in the Biden regime. So she was a voice, and she had an important position. But how did she use that voice? Did she use that voice to further the party down the road? Of course not. She was, I think, a boat anchor voice for the Democrats.
Well, she was, after all, a strong advocate of education. Well, not education, but of the means by which people get to being educated, which is yellow school buses. So, I mean, to me, that's one of the more significant things she had to say, because the rest of it, of course, she was always reaching for tomorrow while being unbound by what happened yesterday, which is the oddest kind of perception of reality one would have. David Axelrod, though, says, look, she is potentially the nominee in 2028.
When I saw it, I thought of something that my old pal James Carville once said, which is running for president is like sex. You don't just do it once and forget about it. Kamala Harris has run for president twice in 2020, and in 2024 she came within a point and a half of the presidency. And running for governor of California, as powerful a position as it is, would be a step back.
Yeah, a step back, particularly if she lost, which her polls were saying she was going to do. Look, Ronald Reagan ended up as the governor of California, and he used that as a springboard to become president.
Can we point a few things out here? Remember, this would be the third time, if she runs in 2028, that she ran for president. She ran against Joe Biden, okay?
And lost badly.
And lost badly, okay? The first debate she showed up for, after that, I think she'd get out of single digits, if I remember correctly. And then she was thrust onto the role in the last 107 days of the last campaign and lost badly to President Trump, along with a popular and electoral college vote. So this is a woman the Californians have looked at carefully over the years and say, we don't want her. And I think that she saw the writing on the wall. I don't think she was going to win.
I thought she'd lose in California.
In California for governor.
So she's going to hold her fire and hope that her position as the previous candidate puts her in good stead to be the candidate of the future for the Democrat Party. Axelrod says she is, because of her time as VP, because she was the nominee in 2024, she is the nominal front runner.
It's clear that she is setting herself up to run. She will begin as the polling leader in any race for president, just by dint of having been the nominee the last time.
Yeah, now here's the thing. There are people in the Democrat Party who say, yeah, she came so close. She came so close. She was only about 2 percentage, 3 percentage points back if you look at the total vote. Of course, you don't look at the total vote. You look at the state by state, and she got clobbered. She lost every single one of the battleground states. She did not do well in the campaign. She's a lousy campaigner. She doesn't seem to be a deep thinker. She doesn't have much going for her, Axelrod, except the real problem she has is there are a lot of people in the Democrat Party, like AOC, like Jasmine Crockett, like the Squad, like Bernie Sanders, and others who say it's time for a different approach and a very different candidate.
A lot of Democrats want to turn the page on all of that and look forward. And so it's not going to be easy for her, but it wouldn't have been a slam dunk in a governor's race either. And losing a governor's race would have been the end of her political career.
So instead, I agree with that. I totally agree. She loses as governor. She's done politically. She could run for president and still lose and still be somewhat viable. But
well, I don't know. I mean, Adlai Stevenson ran 52 and 56 against Eisenhower.
Yeah,
and lost both times.
Well, Lincoln lost several Senate races and still emerged victorious.
Well, he lost the Senate races, but the first presidential race he had, which was 1860, he won. It was close, disputed. A lot of split votes there. But, I mean, historically, you can take a look and look that up. But I just don't think she doesn't have the gravitas, as they say. You know somebody who has gravitas?
He's got gravitas.
Yeah, that's, you know, mashed potatoes and gravitas. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Guys are brutal.
Right, apparently we're hungry.
Now we have, here's one for you. I don't think I've ever had this one for a while. 40,000 pounds of watermelon on fire.
On fire?
Yes. Truck fire in Frederick, carrying 40,000 pounds of watermelon.
I hate it when your watermelon catches fire. Is this like a spontaneous combustion for watermelons?
I hope you're not too close, because you know when they get hot, they explode.
Yes. Where's Gallagher and his sledgehammer?
Oh, my God. The sledge-o-matic in Frederick this morning.
Yes.
Westbound I-70 after the ramps in Frederick at the 49-mile marker. That's the word right now that's on the right side, and it's a single lane, and they're saying it's going to be there for a while. Big tractor trailer apparently fully involved, so they have to offload it and then kind of figure out what to do with it next. The other wreck is eastbound I-70 after Mount Airy and before the ramp at Woodbine Road at Route 94. So two areas right now where we can see delays, and the data is showing a pretty good sized backup at this point. We don't see anything major yet on the Beltway, but let's see what they're saying. Okay, Falls Road may be closed between the JFX and Hillside because of flooding that was in that area and storm damage from yesterday. So local traffic there right around the Beltway on Falls Road and up towards Windy Valley. There may be a local detour set up and some barricades in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday and the weekend. Cloudy, cooler today. Highs only really around the upper 70s or so. Less humid, and then it's going to be cloudy most of the day today, but Saturday and Sunday look really nice. Sunshine, dry, and highs in the low to mid-80s. And right now, we're looking at 69 and cloudy in Pasadena, 68 and 7. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of
the fear, the horror. Let's just get it over with. Tough guy.
Yeah, tough guy.
There's a brand new superhero movie coming out. It's about a man that is, he's not just able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. He can leap tall entrees in a single bound.
Wow.
He doesn't have a cape, per se. It's more like a giant bib.
Oh. Tablecloth.
Yeah. He hails from Brooksville, Florida. He's known as Wider Man.
Wider Man, he's a really big junk food fan. Eats his food, supersized, loves desserts, cakes, and pies. Oh no, here comes the Wider Man. Is he fat? Listen, bud, he's got butter instead of blood. Can he swing? Not no more. Barely fits through the door. Hey, hey, here comes the Wider Man.
Wider Man. Will you go see it?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I'll
be. Oh, yeah. Well, first off, I'm going to file a grievance.
No, I was going to say,
show me a Wider Man.
No, I was thinking, if I got a small speaking part in that, just even two lines, I'd be collecting benefits on that for life.
Yeah, royalties.
The royalties for life. Yeah. I mean, once a month or two, yeah. I get a check.
No, the other movie, Wider Man, was about Frank Luber's life.
Yes, Wider Man.
We saw that in Jamaica when we were there years ago.
I almost lost my vision when he stepped off the ship. His legs were so white. I haven't seen that much white since rice.
That's right. Yeah. Pure as the driven snow. Krispy Kreme drawing inspiration from Italian deserts for its new Passport to Italy collection of donuts. You have the cannoli-inspired donut. I'd like to try that. The Lyman Delight donut. And the tiramisu-inspired donut as well. So you get them at Krispy Kreme's now through August the 17th. Yeah, I'm going to stop by and get one of those cannoli donuts. This is, I believe, an idea whose time has come. You know, a lot of people are video gamers, and they when they're playing games, they don't take breaks. They like to eat and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And now they have what's called the game controllers, the video controllers
right.
that you hold.
Yes.
They have built one with a pocket that holds McDonald's French fries right in the middle of the actual hand controller. Mm. So while you're playing, you can just pull a fry out and eat it while you're playing video games. I think it's genius.
Reaching to your side to get a fry would be too much.
No, there it looks right there.
Oh, because both hands are
right. Both hands, and then you got to.
I'm not. You said
you got to make sure your eyes are on the screen because you know if you're trying to get to the next level.
Yeah.
So just like Chuck has done throughout his career,
his hands are on anyone who allows it.
Fenway Park food workers, Aramark, striking for the first time in 113 years. So if you're going to Fenway, you won't be getting any hot dogs.
Well, you would. They call them the Green Monster.
Right, exactly, because they've been in that water now
for a long time.
For about 2 weeks.
Man.
I got to tell you, when I was at Oriole Park at Camden Yards a couple of weeks ago, some of the food was okay, moderately priced.
Yeah.
Some of it was actually good. I mean, I was surprised at the pizza, and had a soft pretzel, and the kids loved it, of course. But to me, the employees were miserable. They did not want to be there. They could barely look you in the eye. They just, try to exchange pleasantries with them. Most of them didn't even want to communicate.
A lot of times, those places are staffed by organizations that get a cut. You know,
I don't even know if they still do that. I'm just saying, now, I should say, this is my experience with about four or five vendors. Now, there's probably 100 vendors in the whole ballpark, but five.
Was it like really hot there or anything that day? Or?
It was a hot day. It was a hot and humid day, but it was a 4 o'clock game on a Saturday. It just, they were not, they were not nasty or anything, but it seemed to me they didn't like their job, and they were just going through the motions. They were making lemonades. I was just standing in line getting a lemonade for one of my grandchildren, and they put up a cup of lemonade without any ice. And I said, "Do you mind if I could get some lemonade with some ice?" that's how we're serving it or something. I said, "Okay."
Oh, really?
I'll just go get it from another stand. I'm not going to get it here.
Say, pardon me. Do the letters F-O mean anything?
Yeah, exactly. F-A-F-O. Japanese designer makes a traditional beer bottle shape more beach-friendly. I don't know if this is a good idea or not, but here's the picture of the new beer bottle. It's like a cone end.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can stick it in the sand, and it won't tip over, I guess. It seems like that would be more apt to tip over.
It's because it's not flat bottom. You jam it down in the sand.
Well, you jam it down.
The problem is you're committed to having that at the beach. You can't say,
yes.
Come on over for cocktails.
Here, let me put this on the living room cocktail table. It might be really good to play spin the bottle with. I don't know.
Yeah, I am.
All right. Chuck's been known to do that.
I did that once.
On slow nights.
It was a milk bottle.
It was vodka.
That was later on.
It was. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Tim Kyle Electric, heating and air conditioning there for you right now. Of course, your AC unit's been being tested like it's never been tested before. We've had a very hot and humid summer, so your AC is working overtime. You want to make sure, A, when you turn it on, it is working. B, that it's working efficiently. And I got to tell you, I noticed a big difference in my bill. I hadn't come out and put some coolant. I needed coolant in my system. It wasn't completely, out of coolant, but it was low. And what was happening is, it just wasn't working as efficiently, so I had huge bills. And so finally now my bills, of course, they're no bill right now in Maryland is great, but they're better than they were, and I attribute that to the fact that they came out, of course, did some maintenance on it, changed out the air filter, made sure the coils weren't going to freeze up, and I had coolant. They'll do the same thing for you. So call Tim Kyle today. Schedule it now before the summer is gone at 410-876-9404, and they do great electrical work as well, interior, exterior, landscaping, you name it, 410-876-9404 or online at timkylecompany.com.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America's the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Ad Wars. You thought the Sydney Sweeney American Eagle jeans are just getting started.
Yes.
We got Dunkin'. We got Gatorade. And we have a great mashup for you of the Sydney Sweeney Calvin and also the Brooke Shields Calvin Klein jeans ad. Very, very similar in content.
Nothing gets between me and my Calvins. Okay.
Thank you for that visual.
Yeah. Sorry to me to say that during breakfast. 6:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Brooke Shields sat behind me at Indianapolis back in the day when she was about 13,
in the,
I think.
In the city of Indianapolis?
At the track.
Oh, the track.
Yeah.
At the Brickyard.
Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, I mean, she was a kid. They thought, I thought to myself, what are you doing? You're falling down the steps because a kid is sitting here.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of sick pastures
maybe,
in the world, you know.
Maybe they were fawning over you.
You, yeah, exactly.
Could have been. Could have been. Yeah, I saw some people actually jump over the rail when they got next to me.
You were a big star back then, even.
What do you think I am now?
Well, a fading star, but still a star.
You took it. You ran with it. You're still a PIA, but that's all right. I love you anyhow.
Yeah.
Falls Road may be closed. They had some damage from the storm. A lot of folks had a little damage yesterday. Falls Road north of Ruxton Road up to about Hillside. So that's local traffic in that area. Could have a problem for that. So just a heads up till we get more information. Not sure yet if they've closed it off. Two big problems on the interstate on I-70 west of Frederick. Tractor trailer on fire carrying 40,000 pounds of watermelon. Hope they got most of those out. But in the meantime, some lanes are blocked there. The other wreck coming in eastbound on I-70 near Route 94. Traffic east of Mount Airy heads up for the brake lights up ahead. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast cloudy, cooler today after the deluge and the flash floods and everything last night. Today's high, you know, upper 70s, maybe near 80, less humid. And then the weekend, really nice. Sunday, Saturday and Sunday going to be dry, plenty of sunshine, highs in the low to mid 80s. Right now, we still have a chance of light rain the next hour, 66 in Ellicott City. It's cloudy, 68 in downtown Baltimore. So I did confirm that Chief Justice John Roberts appointed Judge Boasberg to the FISA court in 2014 for a seven-year term. So he was presiding over all these fake, false, phony FISA warrant applications. And he hasn't, you know, he made sure he told Roberts that he had a bias towards Trump. In fact, there's a complaint right now filed by A.G. Bondi over the guy. But he hasn't once spoken out about how he was lied to. And how he approved these warrants based on false information. Not once have we heard from this Obama-appointed judge who should be, you know, impeached. On to Baltimore County once again. And I still think there's this cabal between Johnny Zero, Kathy Klossmeyer, Julian Jones, and the Democrat machine, after all. Klossmeyer picked, you know, out of the Senate, retires. She becomes the interim county executive to do the dirty work for Johnny Zero, who now is in Congress. Carl Jackson then slides into the state Senate seat. So it's the domino effect here. And if you're playing a Democrat bingo in Maryland, it's a very, very easy game. But let's look at Julian Jones here for just a second. The Baltimore County Council chair, who covets the county executive position because Klossmeyer says she's not running the next time around, he was investigated twice by Inspector General Kelly Madigan. One report found he pushed through $70,000 in public funds meant for homeowners to quickly repave an alley that happened to benefit a business person. Another report found that Jones used official county email accounts to send campaign solicitations, which is clearly violating county policy, at least 40 emails linked to his donation page, and they were routed through government servers.
Hmm.
And now, the same man, Julian Jones, the chairman of the Baltimore County Council, gets to vote on whether the inspector general who investigated him should be replaced. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Jones has already made it clear he's voting for Madigan's replacement, Khadijah Walker, who lives 110 miles away from the place where she was going to be employed. At Tuesday's hearing, Jones said, "What we cannot do is allow politics to eclipse the responsibility we have to give this nominee before us a fair hearing." Khadijah Walker has had a distinguished career. Where was Kelly Madigan's fair treatment? This is a woman fraud fighter of the year who's got the job done, who has audit skills and investigative skills, was a former U.S. attorney and prosecutor. Her credentials, I'm not, you know, basically besmirching Khadijah Walker's, but it's clear to me that Kelly Madigan's credentials are head and shoulders above. And the next day, Julian Jones doubled down. "Having reviewed Khadijah Walker's resume and background, having talked with her and asked her questions, I've come to the conclusion that she's extremely qualified for the position." But is that truly about qualifications?
Is she going to relocate? I mean, I've heard nothing about her potential.
She's not.
She can do the job from 3 hours away.
She said residency was not a requirement, so she just bought a home in Fredericksburg. Let's remember, Madigan didn't just investigate Jones. She investigated Johnny Zero. And after reports that the county executive wasn't thrilled with her, we get the surprise appointment of Kathy Klossmeyer. Mm-hmm. Again, the goal? Remove Kelly Madigan. So, again, Baltimore County residents, you deserve the truth. You deserve independence. You deserve real oversight, real transparency, not backroom deals, political revenge, no power plays dressed up as good governance. This is the Johnny Zero, Kathy Klossmeyer, Julian Jones cabal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really care about getting good government, it's got to be stopped. So that is up to you, County Councilman. So right now I count four votes for Madigan, three maybe against, maybe five votes. I'm not sure because some guys are playing. But what happens if they vote 4-3 for Kelly Madigan, Klossmeyer can veto it. It takes five votes on the county council to override the veto. So you got to find that fifth vote. Who is? Well, we know Julian Jones is going to vote against. Okay. What we don't know is Pat Young's vote. He's been back and forth, a Democrat from Catonsville.
Yep.
So we'll have to wait and see. The vote is next week, folks. Stay tuned. 7 o'clock, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel is getting a bum rap on the international stage, and especially on many American media outlets. That's the view of U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson. He says blaming Israel for a lack of food in Gaza is a complete distortion of the truth. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Johnson says Hamas terrorists are to blame for any starvation.
Israel has done a great benevolent work here. More than 94,000 truckloads full of food they have tried to get into Gaza. It's enough to feed 2 million people for 2 years. The problem is Hamas, the brutal terrorist organization, has been stealing the food and supplies, stealing it. And they profited off that. Hamas made $500,000 just on the resale. It's a terrible tragedy upon tragedy.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be seen on This Week on Capitol Hill beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. President Trump has signed an executive order boosting tariffs on dozens of American trading partners.
The order was issued shortly after 7 p.m. Thursday. It came after a flurry of tariff-related activity in the last several days, as the White House announced agreements with various nations and blocs ahead of the president's self-imposed Friday deadline. The tariffs are being implemented later for the rate schedule to be harmonized. Taiwan will have tariffs set at 20%, Pakistan at 19%, and Israel, Iceland, Fiji, Ghana, Guyana, and Ecuador among the countries with imported goods taxed at 15%. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Flooding spawned by powerful storms swept the mid-Atlantic and northeast last night, claiming the life of a 13-year-old Maryland boy. He was swept into a drainage pipe. Arkansas authorities say Andrew McGann has confessed to stabbing a couple to death in a state park in front of their two young daughters. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 479 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at two major problems on I-70 this morning. The accident, actually a vehicle fire, westbound I-70 west of Frederick, going out to the area of the 49-mile marker. Limited lanes there. Most of the activity is on the right side with a backup there. I'm looking at the live shot here at Mount Airy for the traffic eastbound on I-70 after Route 27. The wreck is all the way in at Woodbury Road at Route 94, and that again might just be a single lane. Pretty solid backup right now here at the 68-mile marker coming in on I-70. So big delays right through there. Beltway looks good. JFX, you're fine. No delays. Absolutely clear right now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. It's starting off cloudy and cooler for your Friday morning. Temperatures today struggling to get out of the 70s, maybe a few lower 80s as we head toward the afternoon. Into the weekend, we'll see a lot less humidity and temps in the low to mid 80s with plenty of sunshine. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Middle River has 67 degrees. If you're heading over to OC, Ocean City, it's 72 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. A child is dead after floodwaters swept him into a drainage pipe during the strong storms in Mount Airy yesterday. The body of the 13-year-old boy was recovered in the 200 block of Watersville Road in Carroll County at around 5:30 yesterday afternoon. Officials say several kids outside playing when a flash flood filled a gully, washed the victim into the pipe that connected to a stormwater retention pond. The incident is under investigation. Strong storms led to flooded roadways, downed trees, and power outages across Baltimore and the metro area yesterday. In Harford County, emergency personnel carried out several flood-related rescues, and in Baltimore Metro, trains were held at the Southbound Falls Road Station due to flooding in the Mount Washington area. Howard County enacted restricted parking restrictions in Ellicott City, which of course has experienced deadly flooding in the past. The Maryland Health Department says there have been 19 heat-related deaths so far this year. The 13 most recent deaths were reported before this week's heat wave, when the high temps and humidity combined for heat indices that exceeded 100 degrees. And a Baltimore police officer is now accused of raping a 16-year-old girl. He has been indicted by a grand jury. Curlon Edwards faces felony charges that include first-degree rape after an alleged incident involving a 16-year-old girl that he claimed to be dating. It's 7:06 on WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 751, pick 4, 5701, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Gary's feeling a little bit under the weather. Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, keeping you cool all summer long. Busy day at the trade deadline, 9 moves, 16 prospects, 8 player-for-player deals yesterday. And Orioles very busy, and they opened the day by sending outfielder Cedric Mullins to the Mets for pitching prospects. First baseman Ryan O'Hearn, outfielder Ramon Laureano were sent to the Padres for 6 prospects, all of which were selected in the 24 draft. Finally, the team made 2 deals with the Tigers, and including sending Charlie Morton and cash for a fellow hurler, Micah Ashman. All told, the grades, for the most part, B's, some A's, a few C's, but most of baseball seemed that the Orioles did a pretty good job yesterday. They're back on the road tonight. The Birds begin August of the series against the Cubs. Trevor Rogers takes the hill for the Orioles with his 4-1 record and 1.49 ERA. Finally, the Ravens have the day off from practice, the Baltimore quarterbacks coach T. Martin told reporters Thursday, 90% of the team's offense has been installed already, and the quarterback Lamar Jackson is flying and looking good. That's a look at Stein on Sports. I'm Sean Casey.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 or 1-800-WCBM-680. That's how you get in touch with us here. And also the email address, themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, Meganomics is working. Very successful so far. Judge Dineen weighs in on illegals on Capitol Hill, and CBS News is investigating the Epstein cell video. But a top story is the ad wars, which started with the Sidney Sweeney ad recently.
And they're metastasizing, I guess, is one way of looking at it. Industry after industry, ad campaign after ad campaign now coming under scrutiny because somehow they're not woke, or because they're sexist or misogynistic, or perhaps they're just not as clever, or perhaps they're too clever, and the competition she really doesn't like that part. But let's start first with this comparison between the now infamous Sidney Sweeney I've Got Good Genes ad. And it was a couple years ago, nothing gets between me and my Calvins.
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring.
Genes are fundamental in determining the characteristics of an individual.
Often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color.
And passing on these characteristics to succeeding generations.
My genes are blue.
Sidney Sweeney has great genes.
Which brings us to Calvin's and the survival of the fittest.
Calvin Klein jeans.
Gee, that sounds similar.
They ripped it off right from the Calvin Klein.
That sounds similar.
I'm telling you, it was, of course, everybody steals in the radio ad business anyway, but they ripped it right from the Calvin Klein ad, and look at the controversy it's caused.
Now, the newest ad to take some heat is the new ad from Dunkin'. For those who have been around long enough, it was used to be called Dunkin' Donuts, but now that they're serving donuts, they just call it Dunkin'. I don't know why the name changed, but it did change. And here's their brand new ad.
Look, I didn't ask to be the king of summer. It just kind of happened. This tan? Genetics. I just got my color analysis back. Guess what? Golden summer. Literally. I can't help it. Every time I drink a Dunkin' Golden Hour Refresher, it's like the sun just finds me. So if sipping these refreshers makes me the king of summer, guilty as charged. The Golden Hour Refresher, only at Dunkin'.
Sean, after hearing that ad yesterday, I began to think, that has nothing to do with reality at all. I mean, nothing to do with reality. So why not have a version of that ad that deals with the reality you and I live every single day?
I don't know if I want to be clumped into that.
All right. So here we go, folks. I didn't ask to be the king of 3:15 a.m. It just happened. These massive bags under my eyes. Genetics. I got my color analysis back. And guess what? Postmortem gray. Literally. I can't help it. Every time I drink a decaf, undertakers and the state attorneys find me. So if a swig of decaf makes me the king of 3:15 in the friggin' morning, guilty as charged. The middle of the night cafe. Now available for Keurig and an IV.
Yeah.
That's our real world.
And, you know, the Duncan ad, I thought he was delivered tongue-in-cheek.
Yes.
You know, and people...
Of course.
I think what's happening here is people now forget a couple of things. One, really, what put America on the map is this kind of ingenuity, this kind of ruggedness, individual ruggedness, this spirit, and having a sense of humor. I find that the left now, all their humor, they've swapped it out for political activism on the late-night shows.
And nastiness.
And this, there used to be, like people like Robin Williams... Comedic genius, again, but a lot of these guys would take shots at both sides.
Right.
Okay, but now it's only one-sided. It's like they ought to call the view one view,
yeah.
Because that's all you get there. And so they've completely lost their sense of humor. They can't even poke fun at themselves. And I think ads like this, to me, are funny and
yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I thought that Duncan was very clever because obviously the guy is self-spoofing. You know, I mean, and that's fine. I think that it's silly. Sidney Sweeney had a silly, and Sean, we're comparing those. Not to be too sexist in the morning, folks, but look, I can think of a lot of women in show business who I think are more attractive than Sidney Sweeney, and I've never seen anything in which she happened to be in, except, of course, that blockbuster movie she made with Chuck Whitaker. What was the name of that again? Chuck, Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
Thank you so much. If you're coming through... Let that go by. Eastbound 140.
It's car wash. That's what
car
it was.
Car wash.
Car wash, yeah.
With Rolls Royce?
Yeah, with Rolls Royce.
And said fire?
Yeah.
Right. I remember that. Eastbound 140, the accident is after the light in Finksburg at Route 91. And according to the report, we have some lane blockage there. So heads up for that if you're coming through. Falls Road apparently now is closed. Storm damage from yesterday and last night. Falls Road between Ruxton Road and Hillside. So in that area just north and south of the Beltway, local detours underway. A couple of big problems earlier this morning. A tractor trailer on fire in Frederick westbound. I-70 in the area at Route 40 at exit 49, and then the wreck between Mount Airy and Woodbine Road on eastbound I-70, and that traffic was backed up at last check. Was a pretty good size backup through there. So far, no issues at all on the JFX main line coming south from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And, of course, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, cooler today, high only. Maybe in the upper 70s or so. What a difference a couple of days make, huh? It was like 100 degrees. And now we're down to 80. Less humid. And then Saturday and Sunday look much nicer. It's going to be dry, plenty of sunshine, highs in the low to mid 80s. And right now, we're looking at 66 in Parkville, 68 in Dundalk. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, President Trump yesterday at the, of course, you know, they've reinstated the presidential fitness test. Remember those days?
Yeah.
Yeah, where you have to do so many push-ups and pull-ups, and you had to, you know, hang from a bar for a certain amount of time, and you did shuttle runs.
Chuck is familiar with that.
Rope climbs. The rope climb was really difficult, I think.
Yeah.
So, but, of course, we've become a bunch of softies in this nation, so the president has assembled a team like... Triple H, let's see, Harrison Butker's on that team, Bryson DeChambeau, the golfer. LT was there yesterday at the White House. Lawrence Taylor, the Hall of Fame linebacker from the New York Giants. And so at this event, he was asked a question about Jerome Powell and why he won't lower the interest rates.
Should be, yeah, please.
Mr. President, Jerome Powell not lowering interest rates again. Many people say that he's playing politics with the futures of millions.
Well, he is. He's, we call him too late. He's too late. It's his new nickname. It's too late, Powell. He's a terrible Federal Reserve chairman. Not only that, he's building a building. He's at $2.9 billion. It's actually $3.1 if you include other areas that are essentially the same thing. Way over budget, has no idea what he's doing. And I would say he's probably good at that compared to what he does with interest rates. But, you know, we have him there, and it was a mistake. I put him in, and then Biden extended him. And Biden only extended him because he knew I couldn't stand him. And that turned out to be not a good thing for Biden. Although he did lower interest rates just prior to the election. Didn't work out too well for them. But he did lower them.
pretty substantially just prior to the election. No, he's a political hack, not very good. He's not a smart guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? Inflation's over 3%, and you lowered 50 basis points right before an election. Yeah. And now you've got a GDP at 3% with inflation under 3%, yeah. And you won't touch them. So to me, it seems to me this is nothing more than a political hack. He's right about that. Then, of course, reporters started, the new tariffs go into effect. No more delays, and the deals have already been cut. And a reporter asked him about tariffs in his first term.
Yeah, please.
Thanks a lot, Mr. President. Your tariffs policy goes into effect tomorrow.
Yeah.
As you know, a federal appellate court today heard oral arguments about whether or not you had the authority to unilaterally impose those tariffs. I'm not going to get you to weigh in on the legal arguments, but you're weighing your decision to do that, your authority to do that, based on a 1977 law. It's never been invoked before. Why didn't you invoke this law?
Well, we've been winning all along.
I just want to ask you, why didn't you invoke this law in your first term? You could have taken in billions upon billions of dollars in your first term, but you waited until your second term.
Yeah, because in my first term, I was fighting lunatics like you who were trying to do things incorrectly and inappropriately to a president that was duly elected. And we did do certain tariffs in the first term. If you look at China, we took in hundreds of billions of dollars from China. But when COVID came, the last thing I was going to do is tell France and Italy and Spain and a couple of other countries that we're going to hit you with tariffs. We had to fight the COVID situation when that came. But if you look at my first term, we took in hundreds of billions of dollars worth of tariffs, but you people didn't cover it very well.
Yeah. $150 billion in revenue from tariffs with 70 countries. Deals have been cut. They just cut a deal with Mexico for 90 days with continued fentanyl tariffs there. No deal with Canada yet. Canada now is going to go from 25 to 35% because they've recognized the Palestinian state. Trump has said, if you do that, I'm not going to do a trade deal with you. And they did it. So no trade deal for Canada. China, it looks like the president may be going to China to meet with Xi Jinping personally in the very near future. So, again, that's a big deal. He was asked yesterday about Kamala Harris's future.
Well, she can't speak. She can't talk. She can't do an interview. I thought it was a very strange campaign that we had. But, you know, I had two of them. We were up by, like, this massive number of points on Biden, and they said, let's change to Kamala. Nobody knew who Kamala was. Nobody knew her last name, Harris. And they said, we're going to get Vice President Harris. Everyone said, who the hell is Harris? They only knew her by the first name. But no, I thought she was a terrible candidate.
Yeah. As to whether or not he was going to read her new book.
She's also coming out with a book. He plans to buy it.
I don't know. I think I'm going to buy it. I'd love to see it. No. I'd find it. Look, I find everything in politics interesting. I sort of enjoy politics. She wasn't a skilled person. You know, you have skilled politicians, really skilled politicians, and then you have some that aren't. And she was put in a very tough position, I think.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. So we'll see what happens. She is now not even relevant, I think, in the Democrat Party. That's the way it went down. 194, day 194 in the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Still to come, we hear from President Trump on the documents, and he's not backing down on going after Obama and his henchmen. That's coming up next here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. We're here with you from now until around 9 o'clock this morning. Kim Klasick live from 9 until noon this morning and every morning. And coming up between now and the top of the hour, the economic news, according to Kevin Hassett, is great, tremendous, as a matter of fact. And CBS is going after the Epstein video. That should be interesting. That's all coming up. Still 7:23 right now. Traffic weather on the threes. And here he is, the star of Car Wash 2. It's Chuck Whitaker.
I'm just hanging around on one of the brushes.
Yes, I see.
That spins and does your side mirror.
Yeah.
As far as making, that I have. Yeah.
As far as making money, I heard it was a wash.
Yeah. Got really cleaned on that one, buddy. I'll tell you that. Eastbound I-70, here's a new update. The wreck on I-70 at Woodbine Road, that's a FedEx truck with boxes all over the roadway. So we've had watermelons on the roadway. Now we have FedEx boxes on the roadway. That's eastbound coming into Route 94 from Mount Airy. The watermelons, 40,000 pounds of watermelons involved with a tractor trailer on fire westbound on I-70 west of Frederick. So we have delays in two big areas on I-70 right now. The wreck coming out of Finksburg blocking a lane on 140 after the light at Route 91. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Of course, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast after a very rainy day yesterday, stormy day, flash flooding, heavy winds, of course, heavy downpours and the like. It's all going to move out here. We got some light rain hanging around here this morning, but then it'll be cloudy, cooler today, highs in the upper 70s, and then it moves out of here. And the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, look to be really nice, dry, plenty of sunshine, highs in the low to mid 80s. And right now we've got windy conditions, 74 in Ocean City. It's 68 in Millersville.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM with Sean. I know that while your mom was alive, your dad was alive, that you spent a lot of time over in Delaware along the shore, right? So you go over a rather frequent basis, weekly, it seems to me. Well, there's somebody who's putting another Dos Equis ad for us. You know, the most interesting man in the world? This is the most Delaware man in the world.
His first word wasn't mama, it was Wawa. He's never paid sales tax. He calls it Delaware privilege. When people mock his tiny state, he reminds them Delaware has more people than Wyoming, then disappears into mist. He thinks Scrapple is a food group and a personality trait. He doesn't always drink, but when he does, it's water from a solo cup with Old Bay on the rim. He believes Grotto's Pizza is a love language, and his is extra swirl. He claims Joe Biden still owes him $5 from 1983. He doesn't use sunscreen. He marinates in Old Bay and Miller Lite. He refers to Kent County as God's waiting room, but with better chicken. He thinks tax-free shopping is a basic human right, and Black Friday is a civic duty. He once ran for office just to make the boardwalk smell more like vinegar fries. He is the most Delaware man in the world.
It's true.
I don't always eat mystery meat for breakfast, but when I do, it's Scrapple. Stay tax-free, my friends.
It's so
I agree
true.
With him with Grotto's Pizza. I love Grotto's Pizza.
It's so true. Yes, you find people who are. I mean, there's a Facebook group called that goes after Scrapple. They're always giving the Scrapple trail as to where new Scrapple is, which manufacturer is making the best Scrapple this week. It's hilarious. Go ahead and follow this. Look, to me, it all tastes about the same. I love it. You know, it's great stuff. But he's right. It's not just a food group. It's a lifestyle. You know, it's an absolute lifestyle.
Seems to me like Scrapple was really the previous generation. I think the current generation is They don't know from scratch.
Really? Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
That's sad. That's too bad. Another cultural moment just lost in time between that and jarts. I don't know which were worse to lose. We'll be talking about this a good bit between now and 9 o'clock this morning. Tulsi Gabbard has found more and more information on exactly who was responsible for the phony Russia scandal that surrounded Donald Trump when he's running against Hillary Clinton, particularly to what degree Hillary Clinton was implicated in this. And there are documents now that says that she was pretty strongly implicated. Donald Trump asked about this stuff yesterday because, after all, the stuff was sitting in a burn bag in a hidden room over at the FBI. So Donald Trump was asked about this. He says it's just surprising the hell out of him. They didn't just burn the whole stuff.
I would have thought they maybe would have thrown it out. I don't know. They handed it. They say put this in highly classified. It was in highly classified. You know, areas that normally you wouldn't get to, but I guess when you put it in there, it's a file, right?
Mm.
And they got to it, and it's unbelievable. When you read it, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, so what was in it? Absolutely, completely unbelievable, but of course, it was true as well. And he complimented Tulsi Gabbard. I think this is pushback on the narrative that was out last week that somehow she was in trouble deep with the president.
A lot of people would not have found it. They wouldn't have found it to be politically correct to find it, okay? It would be easier not to. And she's tough and she's smart, and she did. She went deep into the files and she found it.
Mm-hmm.
And what it says is just terrible. And look, this was an attempted coup.
Mm-hmm.
It was a failed coup. I mean, I get it. Here we are, him talking as president of the United States. So you almost say, how did it happen?
Yeah, and we'll hear directly from Tulsi Gabbard later in the show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home in this shifting market, my number one recommendation is Vinny Steo. If you're trying selling your home yourself and it didn't sell, how about a listing is expired? And again, call Vinny. Vinny makes buying or selling simple, offering multiple cash offers to get you the most money for your home in your time frame. Call Vinny or go online, see for yourself. Vinny's stats are impressive. Over 12,700 buyers in waiting, and Vinny sells almost three times faster and for 3% more than the average agent using the latest marketing techniques. His upfront written guarantee is very simple. He's going to sell your home at the agreed-on price and possession date, or he's going to buy it himself. Vinny Steo, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or you'll find him online at VinnySteo.com. That's Vinny, S-T-E-O, VinnySteo.com.
Coming up next, Judge Janine says there are illegals working on Capitol Hill, and CBS News investigates the Epstein cell video. Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. The Maryland Health Department says there have been 19 heat-related deaths so far this year. The 13 most recent deaths reported before this week's heat wave, when the high temps and humidity combined for heat indices that exceeds 100 degrees. At this time last year, there have been 14 deaths attributed to the heat, so that's a significant increase from 14 deaths to 19. Baltimore police officer accused of raping a 16-year-old girl has been indicted by a grand jury. Carlton Edwards faces felony charges that include first-degree rape after an alleged incident involving a 16-year-old girl that he claimed to be dating. Edwards has been held without bond since his arrest, and he's suspended from the BPD. The defense has requested an additional bail review. For now, he remains in custody pending an August 27th court date. A Brooklyn Park man has been arrested on drug charges following a traffic stop in Anne Arundel County. Police stopped Jackie Johnson for a moving violation on Wednesday evening. He gave officers consent to search his vehicle. They found a quantity of Suboxone strips and Percocet pills, along with a large amount of cash. Johnson had been taken into custody. Ocean City, ready for the annual White Marlin Open. It runs from August 4th through the 8th. A lot of money and a lot of anglers here. This time around, you're looking at around 318 boats, more than 3,000 anglers, and around $8.6 million in prize money. First place winner collecting $3.7 million. That's happening over at OC, the 4th through the 8th. 732 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM next. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Custom home builders and remodelers find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Pick 3 Lottery, 751. Pick 4, 5701. And now it's 733. Traffic and weather on the 3s with Chuck Whitaker.
Cleanup on the wreck coming out of Mount Airy into Howard County, eastbound I-70. The pace is a little better right here at Route 27. So they may have opened up another lane at the accident scene near Route 94. So the speeds are up a little bit since our last report. We'll come back and revisit that. The vehicle fire was a tractor trailer in Frederick, west. Westbound I-70 at Route 40 at Exit 49, and that's still a problem through there, and they were affecting traffic on the right-hand side. The wreck coming out of Finksburg had some lane blockage, 140 after the light at Route 91. Falls Road is closed, and they're calling it storm damage. A lot of that yesterday, Falls Road closed, basically in the area between Ruxton Road and up towards Windy Valley. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and cooler for your Friday morning. Temperatures today struggling to get out of the 70s, maybe a few lower 80s as we head toward the afternoon. Into the weekend, we'll see a lot less humidity and temps in the low to mid 80s with plenty of sunshine. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Birds are busy at the trade deadline. 9 moves, 16 prospects, 8 player-for-player deals. They moved Cedric Mullins to the Mets for pitching prospects. First baseman Ryan O'Hearn, outfielder Ramon Laureano were sent to the Padres for 6 prospects, all of whom were selected in last year's draft. Finally, the team made 2 deals with the Tigers, including sending pitcher Charlie Morton in cash to a fellow hurler, Micah Ashman. So far, the grades for, tough to grade these things because they're all prospects. None of them, by the way, above double A, but, they range from largely A's and B's, a few C's. So it seems like Major League Baseball at least thinks the Orioles did okay. They start back on the road tonight. They face off against the Cubs in Chicago. Trevor Rogers on the mound for the Orioles. Ravens have the day off from practice. Baltimore quarterback coach T. Martin told reporters yesterday that the team had 90% of the team's offense had been installed already. Lamar Jackson is really looking good. Not so good is quarterback Cooper Rush, who's struggling the backup with deep passes. Looking on the upside is cornerback Nate Wiggins, had a great day in practice yesterday. And Devontae Walker, the wide receiver, looks like he's going to push for the number 4 slot in the Ravens offense there. D coordinator Zach Orr compared to first round pick Malachi Sparks to former Ravens linebacker C.J. Mosley, who, by the way, made 4 Pro Bowls while with the Ravens. Ravens' first preseason game, August the 7th, against the Colts. Meanwhile, down the Parkway, the former team known as the Redskins, now Commanders, the wide receiver Terry McLaurin, who's been holding out for an extension of his contract, is now requested to be traded. Somewhat standard fare. Remember, Lamar Jackson did it years ago before he got his extension. This is just the last piece of leverage agents have before they either sign or get traded and move on. So that's a look at Stein on Sports, brought to you by Greven Wealth Management.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greven Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greven Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.
Hey, WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM. WCBM.
WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County.
.737, 23 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. I don't know if you've seen the video as of yet. A violent felon with no fixed address was caught on tape abducting a helpless toddler, a little girl, at a mall in Fairfax, Virginia, earlier this month. Channel 9 in D.C. reported a Virginia family made the mistake of losing sight of the little girl for just a moment at Fair Oaks Mall in Fairfax. Fairfax County Police revealed the girl had wandered away from a play area on the first floor of the mall near JCPenney. Then a man, you see in the video, sneaks up behind her and snatches up the child. Now, Channel 4 in D.C. shared the video from Fairfax Police Department showing the man abducting a terrified child with the parents nowhere in sight. He then walks into another store with a girl in his arms out of the camera's view. Well, thankfully, a mother noticed the predator holding her child and confronted him. He later dropped the little girl, fled the scene. He was later arrested at a hotel in Chantilly. He is identified as 26-year-old Andres Cesaris Yaldin as the perp responsible. Police in Fairfax refused to say whether he was in the country legally or not, but I guess that he was not. And then an illegal alien arrested in Kentucky for murdering an heroic teen boy who attempted to stop the migrant from raping his mom. These are the people that Van Hollen, M. Fume, Olszewski, also Brooks, Elfrith, Glenn Ivey. These are the people, the monsters, that they're defending. They don't care about the victims of their crimes. They only care about whether or not they're getting three hots and a cot at the local ICE detention facility. Judge Janine yesterday said ICE prevented them from arresting a four-time deported illegal alien, a felon, who was working on Capitol Hill.
Hi, Janine Pirro here, U.S. Attorney in Washington, D.C. I just want to invite you into my day to let you in on a little interesting case. We have an individual who is a four-time deportee. That means he's been deported four times. He's also an aggravated felon. Many felony convictions, that's why he was deported. But he managed to make it back. He is, in fact, working on Capitol Hill.
What?
He's not only working on Capitol Hill, he is working outside and apparently is involved at working the grounds as a gardener or something. So we, with ICE, have been trying to arrest the individual, and we are not allowed to go on Capitol Hill to make an arrest. We've been told that we're not allowed to do that. So ICE has been waiting for 8 hours to arrest this individual, and we're coming to the end of his shift, and he goes inside, and suddenly he's not available for an arrest. Now, ain't that swell? Here we are in the nation's capital fighting for truth and justice, and they're making sure that the illegals with criminal backgrounds get to stay.
Well, who's in control?
Who's in control of the building? It's the House Majority, the Speaker of the House.
The Sergeant of Arms.
Yeah.
They control it. The Speaker of the House controls about the security of the building.
Yeah.
And the House Sergeant of Arms, you know, answers to the Speaker, much like it happened during J6. Remember
right.
that? So I don't know what Mike Johnson is doing.
Yeah.
I don't know why Judge Janine can't pick up the phone to Mike Johnson and say, hey.
What the hell?
Exactly. So that's number one. Number two is that CBS News, this is not, again, some conservative podcaster or some right-wing conspiracy theorist or whatever, but CBS News is investigating the Jeffrey Epstein jail cell video, and they have revealed new discrepancies. Back in August of 2019, then Attorney General William Barr said he personally reviewed the surveillance footage. And he said that no one entered the area where Epstein was housed, leading him to come to the conclusion that he killed himself. Meanwhile, we heard other officials, FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino, said that he's the only person in there and the only person coming out. But a CBS News analysis of the video that the FBI made public earlier this month has a bunch of problems. One, it is not direct footage from the DVR, whatever the recording device. It appears to have been a screen. It was recorded over somebody else's screen. It has a cursor and a menu on it. That would not be raw footage, folks. No. And then, from the video footage that night, about 10:40, an orange shape is seen moving up the stairs leading to Epstein's tier. The report says, through review and analysis of the special housing unit video footage, witness statements, and Bureau of Prison Records, the Inspector General determined that approximately 10:40, a corrections officer, believed to be named Noel, carried linen or inmate clothing up to the L tier, which is the last time any CO approached the only entrance to the tier in which Epstein was housed. Well, first off, why would corrections officers wear the same colors as the inmates? Who were wearing orange jumpsuits. Yeah. Okay? The forensic experts who reviewed the footage now have concluded that that shape could be a person dressed in an orange prison jumpsuit climbing the stairs up to Epstein's cell unit, to his tier, and maybe he was the one that assisted Epstein in committing suicide, or maybe the one that had murdered Epstein. Folks, the more that the Justice Department doubles down on this, the more that gets released, the more it seems like somebody is not telling the truth.
Yeah.
Go figure.
7:43 right now. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Now is that time of the show. 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. Right now it's Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. Brought to you as a service to Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. Eastbound I-70 is getting improved now as you're heading east of Route 90, or make that Route 27 and over to Route 94. The accident involving the FedEx truck now apparently has been cleared. Much better pace and getting back to normal through there. Now, westbound I-70 in Frederick, still involved with a tractor-trailer that was on fire near exit 48, exit 49, right side of the roadway on 70 westbound, still affected there. There's a new problem coming up into Frederick out of Montgomery County. It's a wreck on 270 northbound at Route 80, and the left-hand lane is blocked there. We're still seeing some slowing coming out of Finksburg. There was a wreck on 140 after the light coming eastbound after the light at Route 91. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle. Let Bernie's Automotive keep your vehicle ready by checking your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop by, see Bernie today, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And, of course, your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be cloudy, cooler today. Highs only in the upper 70s. And then, of course, tomorrow, and by the way, less humid as well. It'll be Saturday and Sunday. It'll be dry, plenty of sunshine, and highs in the low to mid-80s. And right now we're 68 and cloudy in Millersville, 70 in Stevensville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got 100th anniversary T-shirt, coffee mug for you if you can correctly identify the fake news story. We've got Dan in Garrett County. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Breakfast Flakes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. We were dubbed that by Leskin Solving years ago. Dan, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I want to follow Chuck.
All right.
I will follow Chuck.
You mean
you're having altitude problems this morning? We were just wondering. A little high up there in the end of the world, right?
2,600 feet here. Yeah, mm-hmm. We had to move from there to get some clean air.
Yeah.
I like it out there. It's nice in there.
Yeah, very beautiful part of the state. All right, Dan's going to follow Chuck. He means to select the story after Chuck.
Yeah, I see.
Because nobody really wants to follow Chuck.
Sure they do.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Depends on wind direction.
Stay out of this.
Story one.
You bastard, you.
Hooters, which is on the verge of going bankrupt, has now launched a different version of their restaurant chain. Little Hooters is more family-friendly and will now be in 20 major cities. The Hooters reboot still features Hooters girls, but will now add Hooters guys and will focus on team celebrations, family dinners, and kids events. Story two, a woman on the streets of New York stopped by a reporter with her dog, identified her dog as a gender-fluid gay golden retriever mixed with an Afghan hound. And by the way, Her dog, who's a male, is in a relationship with another male dog named Charlie. Pray for New York, folks. And story three, a woke artist now become famous for depicting the Statue of Liberty as black and transgender. She created the rendition of the famous World War II Times Square kiss featuring two gay black men. And this artist also earned national acclaim for painting the official portrait of former First Lady Michelle Obama. Now her statue, transgender version of the Lady Liberty, is causing quite a commotion. All right, story one. Hooters, now to fend off bankruptcy, has launched Little Hooters. Story two, New York woman says her dog is gay and gender confused. And story three, transgender Lady Liberty stirs debate at the Smithsonian. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
I think I have no problem believing two and three, so I will go with one.
Kristen goes with story number one. Bruce?
Well, the Hooters is doing a reboot, but I'm not sure that it's staffed the way that you've indicated it's going to be staffed or what the focus is. I think the New York City story is true because either the woman has a hilarious sense of humor or she's just a New Yorker. And story number three, I'm not sure she's an artist or a satirist, but yeah, that's probably true. So I'm with Kristen. I'm going number one.
Bruce is going number one. Chuck?
Well, I know three is true because it was sponsored by Snap-on Tools.
147.
Stay out of this. Smartass. Number two, that could happen, I'm sure. Because it takes one to know one, I'll go with one.
All right. Chuck also goes with number one, and Dan in Garrett County.
Yeah, I have to agree with the group, and they'll definitely not have Sidney Sweeney as a spokesperson.
All right, there you go. Yes, the story number one, they are not launching a reboot of Little Hooters nationwide. That is our fake news
story. There's no such thing. It's an oxymoron.
Of the day. Thank you, Chuck, for pointing that out.
Small owls?
I did point it out. As a matter of fact, I just told my friend the other day.
See you in a couple.
All right.
All right, Dan, put you on hold today to get your prize. Congratulations. Joey is in Edgewood. Joey, good morning.
Hey, Joey.
Joey could not hang on. He was going to take me to task on something I said about Jeffrey Epstein or something I was missing about Jeffrey Epstein. Call us back, Joey, if you want. We appreciate that. By the way, Tulsi Gabbard has issued a statement after releasing whistleblower testimony. Insiders are now saying they were threatened to back the Obama-directed phony Russian narrative. Otherwise, they could have their security clearances yanked. They could be demoted or they could be fired. Mm-hmm. So there were, not only did they concoct a phony Russian narrative, anybody that tried to blow the whistle on the Obama team, the traitors and the seditious conspirators, then threatened people that they could lose their jobs.
Yeah, this is according to the whistleblowers who were threatened, and at least one or two of them said, no, I'm not doing that. So go ahead, fire me. This should be fun in the public eye.
Yeah. And the DOJ has now filed a memorandum in this case to unseal the Epstein and Maxwell grand jury testimony and to look into their cases cited to justify their release. So we'll see what happens with that. That story's not over as of yet. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, deep breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security, all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste. At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
752, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, heading into a weekend where you may actually be able to do outside chores, work in the garage, without sweating off 25 or 26 pounds. But again, the upside of that is you wouldn't have to pay for a sauna. I mean, we're still at those brutal temps. I'll take this instead. Thank you very much. Coming up between 8 and 9 this morning, more anti-Semitism in Baltimore City schools. This is very distressing. Tulsi Gabbard, hey, what they found, what she has found so far, is pretty amazing. And some of the stuff points directly at Hillary Clinton. Will Hillary actually finally face justice? We'll find out. And there's a brand new entertainment unit in town. The Baltimore Police Department Entertainment Unit, they don't come with their own ukuleles, but they may come with their own shillelaghs instead. All that dead ahead on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's 7:53 on Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
Looks like there might have been a broken down vehicle in the northbound Old Harbor Tunnel on 895. So it's been a little bit slow, was reported in the left-hand lane. I see traffic coming out of the tunnel northbound with both the lanes open. So it was there for maybe 4 or 5 minutes. So we're a little bit slow once you get up to around Shell Road and coming up to Frank First Avenue northbound. So we're moving again, but maybe backed up to the Steel Bridge through that area. Nothing major southbound at the tunnels right now. And the Beltway with the normal delay. They are working now. The contractor is there, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Well, you get all that precipitation out of the way yesterday because today's just going to be cloudy and cool. Highs in the upper 70s, less humid. And then Saturday and Sunday, it'll be, sunny, dry, highs in the low to mid 80s. And right now it is cloudy, 70 in Arnold and 66 in Middle River. 7:54 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, this is interesting. Kevin Hassett. One thing, it must be so frustrating for people on the left right now. Look, I'm not a statistician, and I'm not an economist. I'm not going to predict what's going to be happening in the economy 3 or 6 months from now or 2 years from now. I slept through Econ 101 in college. It was an 8 o'clock in the morning class. Give me a break. I was tired. So I don't remember very much beyond the terms microeconomics and macroeconomics, and I have no idea what those mean. All right, so that's my CV on that stuff right there. But Hassett knows a lot more. And he says, despite all the wailing that's come from the political left since Donald Trump took office, gee, all their horrible predictions, they haven't come true. The economy's great.
There's blockbuster growth, way above expectation, and there's also a real almost collapse in inflation. It went down by about 1.5% all the way down to 2.1%, which is the Fed's target. And so to have high growth with low inflation and also high income growth, personal income growth was 3%, that's just like about a sweet spot for a GDP release.
Yeah. In other words, things are going in the right direction, very much so. Inflation is a full point lower than income growth. That means you're actually making more money in your paycheck, and the money you make is worth more rather than worth less, because the inflation, it used to be upside down during the Biden years. Inflation used to be higher than any increases you received in your pay. So you're losing money every paycheck. Now under Trump, you're gaining money under every paycheck. That's tremendous news for all of us. But he says further that this all has happened
during those horrible tariffs, Sean. You remember all the, well, tariffs are going to kill the economy. We're going to have a recession that's going to last a decade. Donald Trump is going to take us right into a depression. We'll all be on bread lines, have to relearn all those hobo chalk signs you put on people's yards to know which one's going to give you a piece of pie and which one's going to shoot you. I mean, we're going to be back there in those years once again. Hesse says, no, we're not.
All of this happened while $127 billion in tariffs was raised, which is clearly not harming the American consumer. And we've been downsizing government in order to be more fiscally responsible. 70,000 federal jobs have been reduced at 5%. There was a 5% reduction in federal government spending while all this was going on.
5% reduction in government spending. 70,000 fewer government employees. Well, all this is happening. It can be done. It didn't take a brand new economic model. It just took a new president who said, let's run this place as if it were a business.
Imagine if the interest rates had been lowered.
Yeah.
Over the last 6 months. Even, you know, 50, 100 basis points. Imagine, because you'd have housing starts, you'd have automobiles, you have other loans. A lot of people are afraid to, you know, some are afraid to spend money right now because they're tied up in, you know, high mortgages, right, or car payments. So if you lower those interest rates, then you'd have a shot in the arm for both housing and other purchases and refis.
Yeah, it's amazing the impact that Powell is having by simply saying, I'm not doing nothing, because I'm in the middle of building the Fed Mahal, and he is spending huge amounts of money on this, I think it's a three-building complex for the Fed.
Yeah, $3.1 billion.
Yeah, it's just a stunning amount of money. And, of course, that's over budget. That's the
and don't forget, the Feds are not friends of America First. The Feds,
no, they're not.
The Fed is they're globalists. Most of them. I mean, if you look, this last time on the rate, two governors dissented, yeah, which very rarely ever happens. So they even see the writing on the wall.
Right. Now, Scott Jennings, who's over on CNN, he's a Republican. I still think chances are, and he's actually here on WCBM as well.
Yeah.
I actually think there's a prospect that he could run for office very successfully in the next cycle or two. But he had a good time yesterday just disemboweling all the people on the panel who in April were saying, whoa, wow, things are going to fall apart under Trump.
I'd like to build a DeLorean and go back to April when everybody here was predicting likely to cause a recession. Investment stops and a recession happens. They're not talking about a U.S. recession. They're talking about a global recession.
What was happening?
You called the recession. You called it.
On Joe.
You took your shoe off.
On Joe. Oh, talk to see that again.
You took your shoe off. You brought cookies out here.
15%.
You took your shoe off and you said there was going to be a recession.
Listen, Scott,
GDP is 3%.
It's too early to give a final verdict. He's basically calling me, calling me out here. It's too early to give a final verdict on the tariffs.
Fine. It's too early to give a final verdict on the tariffs. When will it not be too early? Do we wait a year, 2 years?
Well, it's going to have to wait because it's an appellate court yesterday ruling against Trump, saying they're not sure he has the power to unilaterally act on tariffs. So this is going to go to the Supreme Court. So probably now, if they take it up, we're going to wait till next June to find out if the tariffs are constitutional or not. So
yeah, well, it has to actually get through the courts to get there, and then they issue what's called a writ of cert, writ of certiorari. In other words, yes, we'll see the case, or no, we won't. It could very well be because the court likes to duck this kind of stuff. They'll simply put it off.
Stuff that's tucked away in the one big beautiful bill that you must know. It's coming up in the next hour that could benefit your family.
8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It may be a while before parts of the east dry out from powerful storms that swept the region last night, unleashing flooding across the mid-Atlantic and the northeast. An awful lot of rain in a very short period of time, several inches falling in an hour or two.
We saw some totals of 3-inch plus, maybe as much as 5 or 6 inches locally, as well as into parts of southern New Jersey. And as you stated before, as well into that includes some portions of the Philadelphia metro into Delaware.
William Churchill at the National Weather Service. In Mount Airy, Maryland, a 13-year-old boy died when flooding swept him into a drainage pipe. The strong storms flooded roads, delayed or canceled thousands of flights, left many without power. In some places, it's still been raining this morning. President Trump says the tariffs he's imposed on America's trading partners are making the U.S. wealthy and respected again. New levies have been applied to dozens of other countries. Mexico has been granted a 90-day grace period for negotiations, but that does not mean the Mexicans are paying nothing.
Mexico is still paying tariffs. They're paying a 25% tariff on fentanyl, 25% tariff on cars, a 50% tariff on steel, aluminum, and copper. And additionally, Mexico has agreed to immediately terminate its non-tariff trade barrier.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, levies on many imports from Canada are going up, rising from 25 to 35%. How's the job market holding up? We'll get the official word later this hour. The Labor Department releases the July employment report. The experts expect it to show a slowdown in hiring last month, with 100,000 jobs added compared to 147,000 in June. And on Wall Street, Dow futures down 4.13. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A couple years ago, I was in the bathroom at the airport when I dropped my smartphone in the toilet. Not smart. I was multitasking when I should have been focused on the job at hand. Embarrassing, but I'm not alone. According to Google, 7 million other multitaskers accidentally dropped their phones into the bowl last year. A gentle reminder that right now you can get yourself a brand new Samsung Galaxy A36 absolutely free with a $35 plan from Pure Talk. The A36 comes with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that'll last all day, along with unlimited talk, text, and data on America's most dependable 5G network. In other words, it's tough and smart. Something to think about next time you're multitasking in the necessary. Just dial #250, say keyword micro to get your free phone today. You can make the switch in just 10 minutes. That's #250. Say micro to switch to a no-nonsense smartphone and a company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:03 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so 895 northbound, a little bit slow. That's the Old Harbor Tunnel northbound, which normally is not a big deal. In the morning, we had a broken down vehicle that was in the tube for about 10 minutes. Didn't take much to back us up back towards the K-Trust Bridge. That's the steel bridge as you're coming up into the toll plaza northbound. So all of that's gone, and the backup is recovering. So I think another 10 minutes or so, and we should be back to normal through that area. All the tunnel traffic southbound, good to go this morning. Have not seen any major issues in and around the Beltway. Falls Road had storm damage last night. An area of Falls Road between Ruxton Road and Windy Valley may be blocked. We're still waiting for a confirmation that it's completely closed, but in the meantime, local traffic, be prepared for that. The one big wreck is still there. It's in Frederick County. Tractor trailer on fire westbound I-70 in the area at exit 49 near Route 40, and it's still blocking the right side of the road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and cooler for your Friday morning. Temperatures today struggling to get out of the 70s, maybe a few lower 80s as we head toward the afternoon. Into the weekend, we'll see a lot less humidity and temps in the low to mid 80s with plenty of sunshine. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temps right now are much more pleasant than they have been for the last couple of days at this time. And, of course, the daytime temperatures will be much more pleasant as well. You're looking at around 67 degrees currently in Middle River and downtown Baltimore. You're looking at 67 as well on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:04 in Brasilia, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Frederick County Sheriff's Office has arrested a man who allegedly threatened mass violence at an Emmitsburg children's camp. Deputies called to the Emmitsburg Elementary School Tuesday morning for a report of a man making threats near children and staff in the playground. The kids were moved indoors, a lockdown was put in place, and deputies attempted to locate the suspect. When they found 28-year-old Benjamin DeWeese, he allegedly assaulted two of them. He was taken into custody, faces charges that include threat of mass violence and a second-degree assault. One child is dead following the floodwaters that swept him into a drainage pipe yesterday during those storms that happened in the Mount Airy and throughout the metropolitan area. Body of a 13-year-old boy recovered from the 200 block of Watersville Road in Carroll County at around 5:30 yesterday. Officials say several kids outside playing. A flash flood filled a gully, washed the victims into the pipe that connects a stormwater retention pond. This incident is under investigation. Strong storms led to flooded roadways, downed trees, power outages across Baltimore and the metro area on Thursday. In Hartford County, emergency personnel carried out several flood-related rescues, and multiple metro trains were held at the Southbound Falls Road station. Due to flooding in the Mount Washington area, Howard County enacted restricted parking restrictions in Ellicott City. Of course, Ellicott City has experienced deadly flooding in the past. Lottery number, pick 3751, pick 45701, and next it's Stein on Sports.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's a little bit under the weather. Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, keeping you cool all summer long. Big trade day yesterday as the Orioles gutted the team, moving nine moves, 16 prospects in exchange, 8 player-for-player deals, some cash deals. Busy, busy day as the Birds open up the day by sending outfielder Cedric Mullins to the Mets. Remember him? Just what, 2014, I think he was in Double A.
Yeah.
Cedric Mullins, Austin Hayes, and Anthony Santander. All gone now from the club. They got pitching prospects in return. First baseman Ryan O'Hearn, outfielder Ramon Laureano sent to the Padres for 6 prospects, all selected in the 24 draft. Finally, the team made a deal with the Tigers, sending Charlie Morton and cash for another pitcher, Micah Ashman. The grades are pretty good. All mostly B's and a few C's, a few A's, but most to the rest of the pundits believe the Orioles had a pretty good day. They're back on the road tonight with a series against the Cubs. Trevor Rogers on the mound for the Orioles. Ravens had the day off from practice yesterday, and last night football got underway. The Hall of Fame game, Jim Harbaugh's led San Diego Chargers, or the LA Chargers now, I should say, defeated the Detroit Lions 34-7. That's a look at Stein on Sports. I'm Sean Casey.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And a message to parents that you must know where your children are at all times. 24/7. The story of this 13-year-old from Mount Airy that was pulled into a storm drain and drowned is just
so sad.
Horrifying. First off, what's a 13-year-old doing out in the middle of thunder and lightning and flash flooding storms? They were horrible storms yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't like being out in the middle of it. I can't imagine a 13-year-old. I just don't understand. But then again, you know, maybe they were working and he was by himself. I just... It's just, it is so sad, so tragic. Coming up in this hour, we have the new BPD Special Patrol Unit, and we'll tell you where they're going to be. Tulsi Gabbard find more docs and discoveries, but the rise of anti-Semitism in city schools leads us off in this hour. And this isn't just in Baltimore City's being focused here because they're getting sued, but it's all over in the Marxist madrasas, Columbia, Harvard, Yale, University of Maryland, which has a large Jewish population, by the way. We see it everywhere. The ADL has filed a federal civil rights complaint on behalf of Jewish parents against the Baltimore City public school system. The complaint submitted to the U.S. Department of Ed Office for Civil Rights accuses the city schools of allowing a hostile environment for Jewish students, failing to address anti-Semitic harassment, bullying, and discrimination. The lawsuit says, quote, all schools have a fundamental obligation to maintain a learning environment that protects students from discrimination. On this essential measure of keeping its Jewish students safe from harassment and intimidation, Baltimore City Public Schools have failed. The complaint highlights incidents following the October 7th, 2023 Hamas attacks on Israel, describing a pervasive hostile environment for Jewish students. Allegations include a teacher directing Nazi salutes at Jewish students, threats from classmates, comments such as all Jews should die. Further incidents reported included anti-Semitic text messages, Nazi salutes, swastika graffiti, and threatening remarks at various schools. A poster at Baltimore City College conveyed support for the destruction of Israel. Jewish students reportedly faced isolation, dropped classes, and hid their identities to avoid harassment. A Jewish Baltimore City Councilman Yitzi Schleifer said he's concerned.
Especially since October 7th, there has been a tremendous uptick in anti-Semitic related incidents, not just in the school system, but really across the city as a whole. We've had a lot of anti-Semitic graffiti and other incidents taking place, and it's quite concerning.
Yeah. As is the Baltimore Jewish Council director, executive director Howard Libet. He says he is worried as well.
It's worrisome. You don't want any families to feel like the anti-Semitism that their students face or may have faced is being unaddressed. And so it's certainly something we are working to follow up on.
And the law firm that filed the lawsuit says it was time for legal action.
After speaking with the families who have experienced these incidents and understanding the impact it's having on their children and their children's ability to learn and thrive in the schools, we decided legal action was needed.
All right, Baltimore City Public Schools has issued a statement. We'll share that with you in just a moment and tell you what the Democrats and the NEA are up to because they're feeding this anti-Semitism.
8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, it's Weekend Warrior Whitaker with traffic weather. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I'll talk now, thank you. Eastbound Route 50, there's an accident at the ramp onto Ritchie Highway. So if you're off the east end of the Severn River Bridge, it looks like the storms knocked out the cameras there. But the report is at the ramp from 50 eastbound to Ritchie Highway, and the ramp that would actually be onto 450 as well. That could be a local problem. Falls Road has now confirmed that it is closed with storm damage, basically between Ruxton Road and Windy Valley. So both sides of Falls Road would be affected there. So plan accordingly for the local traffic. They're still losing a lane. Tractor trailer on fire in Frederick County. Westbound I-70 at Route 40 at Exit 49. Delays continue. Possibly just a single lane getting by to the left-hand side. We came back down here looking at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Completely clear now from an earlier problem on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Park 25 Weather Authority forecast. Boy, that was some storm yesterday. It moved through this area. We still have some remnants, some lingering rain here this morning. Cloudy and cooler, and highs today in the upper 70s, less humid. And that's going to clear out. Nice weekend in store for us, Saturday and Sunday. Sunshine, dry, highs in the low to mid 80s. So get out and enjoy. Right now, 66 and cloudy in Owings Mills. It is 67 in Columbia, and time for us to determine which Democrat will emerge from the Democrat clown EV. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time for us to head to the circus to see exactly which lefty has lost it this time around. We have a young woman who is in the clown car today, so please, enter the big tap, grab your seat, and watch this unfold. The clown car enters to the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps a woman with a rational discussion as to why she thinks things in the Mideast are not going exactly as they should, and why she believes somehow that the people of Gaza are being taken advantage of by the United States and by the Israelis. Ma'am, you have the floor.
No!
I think we can all learn something from that. Thank you, ma'am, very much for that reasoned dissertation. I appreciate your time this morning. And they have a very nice jacket for you over on the side. You'll see that the two arms wrap around to the back. They'll connect one with the other. Have a good weekend, and I hope you like Saturdays, because that's what you're going to be on now for life.
Proving once again that liberalism is a mental illness.
I don't know about you, but that kind of stuff really convinces me.
Yeah.
When I have somebody scream at me like that,
exactly.
It's always, I mean, I'm always right away won over to their point of view.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Just to think Baltimore is the only jurisdiction. This is spreading nationwide. The ADL following similar complaints against other school districts. Philadelphia, Berkeley, Concord, Carlisle, Santa Ana, just to name a few. Baltimore City Public Schools issued a statement saying, basically denying, we foster a culture of tolerance, respect, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you did that, then you wouldn't have these incidents in the schools. So they're basically lying like a rug. And once again, Councilman Schleifer and Howard Libet reacting to the growing concern of anti-Semitism in city schools and elsewhere.
I think that people who may harbor some hate, feel that they feel comfortable expressing it and taking action and, spraying graffiti and, hijacking a, school's board meeting because they don't feel that they're going to be condemned very strongly.
No school system is going to be perfect, just like no workplace is going to be perfect. There are going to be incidents of anti-Semitism and hate. The question is how you respond.
But who is feeding this? Who is nurturing this anti-Semitism in the classroom and city schools and college at Columbia and Harvard, mm-hmm. et cetera? It is the Democrat Party, and it is leftists that dominate these. Let me give you an example. The nation's largest teachers union, the National Education Association, now trying to defend itself with its Holocaust guidance, made no mention of Jewish people.
Really?
Yeah.
Holocaust happened with no Jews.
Just to get the history straight, Adolf Hitler's final solution called for the systemic killing of all Jews in Europe, and his Nazi regime managed to take the lives of 6 million of them. That was nearly one-third of the entire Jewish population worldwide. However, the National Education Association 2025 handbook, which is basically run by Democrats, written by Democrats, for Democrats, makes no connection between the killing of the Jews and the Holocaust. The handbook says the union will, quote, promote the celebration of the International Holocaust Remembrance Day by recognizing more than 12 million victims of the Holocaust from different faiths, ethnicities, races, political beliefs, genders, gender identification, abilities, disabilities, and other targeted characteristics. And it's true the Nazis did target other groups, but the final solution, which was discussed at the Wannsee Conference, for those of us who are students and devotees of history, specifically was after the Jewish people.
Yeah, there were 6 million Jews. The other 6 million were people with physical disabilities, cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis, anybody in a wheelchair, some Roman Catholics, some other organizations.
Those who hated and abetted the Jews.
Primarily. So, but the idea of teaching the Holocaust while ignoring the primary target of the Holocaust, I don't know how you do that, to be really honest. Yeah. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
All right, take 20. You can react 410-922-6680.
680, 1-800-WCBM680. But it is time once again to meet with Vinny Steele, our Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. Once again, every Friday he joins us. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
The Friday is here, and it's going to be a nice weekend. So get out and enjoy. So you were talking last week about some of the special financing that's available for home buyers that's been created to help offset these high rates that continue to dominate out there.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. You know, last week we were letting everybody know that there's no need to be waiting on the Fed to make a decision on a rate cut. And even if there is a cut in September, you know, it may not have much of an effect on the rates buyers and sellers are most affected by.
Yeah, well, Vinny, it seems to me that some of the special mortgage programs that you have seen are ones you've adopted, ones that work. So what are you seeing out there?
You know, Bruce, you know, if you listen to the news, you may only be hearing about the nationwide mortgage averages, you know, right now, which are hovering in the mid to upper sixes. What's not being reported on is how the banks are coming up with creative ways to package loan products to make it easier for consumers to get lower rates and make purchasing more affordable.
Hmm. Yeah, it's crazy. So are those special programs the same for first-time buyers and buyers who are buying their next home?
You know, different programs, Sean, for different types of buyers. For our first-time buyers, they're able to get grants up to $7,000 plus 100% financing and up to 5% in down payment assistance. So on a $400,000 home, that would be $20,000. Wow. And this is a big win for our home sellers as well, because they get to offer their home for sale with these special programs attached, which drives demand and ultimately their sales price.
So what about these move-up buyers or buyers downsizing? What kind of programs are there to help those folks?
Besides our Buy Before You Sell program, the 5-1 ARM is really popular right now with rates as low as 5.25%. So they can lock in the low rate right now, then refinance once rates start to ease over the next couple of years. So there's no need to wait on the Fed. The programs are available now, so you don't have to put off your moving plans. So if you'd like to take a look at, if you want us to look at your situation, see what programs you qualify for. There's no obligation. You can call or text us, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Great news, and thanks, Vinny. You have a wonderful weekend. We'll speak to you
all
next
right,
Friday.
Thanks, guys. We'll see ya.
It's Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty Company, and 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
823 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Not too bad towards Annapolis right now, southbound I-97, Route 32. A lot of the cars still have their headlights on, a little foggy and a little damp through that area, but all the lanes are open. There's no backup there right now. There was a report about 15 minutes ago of a minor wreck on the ramp from 50 eastbound onto Ritchie Highway. But again, both the cameras are out right there at the Severn River Bridge and at Ritchie Highway from the storm last night. So don't see any impact at Roe Boulevard or coming over from Whitehall Road. But heads up for then. And then over at the Bay Bridge, 2 eastbound, 3 westbound right now. And there are no backups at all at Sandy Point. They're still working on the wreck. 40,000 pounds of watermelon in this tractor trailer this morning, and all the seeds and everything else, you know, whatever goes on. Hopefully they got most of those out, because that would be a shame. Westbound I-70 at Route 40 at exit 49, that's still blocking the right side of the road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be cloudy, cooler today, and highs in the upper 70s, less humid. And the weekend is going to be really nice. Dry, sunny, low to mid-80s. And right now we're 70 and cloudy in Annapolis, and 68 with some chance of light rain the next hour in Baltimore City. It's 8:25, 25 minutes after the hour here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Might be a reason why the Democrats are getting the lowest rating from voters in 35 years, according to the Wall Street Journal, is because of their antics, because of their wokeness, because of you know, defending illegal alien monsters, the pronouns, the gender mutilation of children. By the way, Yale just announced they will no longer do it up there, so that's great. But I also want to There's somebody that you should thank for the fact that we're not experiencing rolling brownouts or blackouts here in Maryland right now. Do you have any idea who that would be?
Someone we could thank for this?
Yeah, somebody to thank that we aren't experiencing brownouts and blackouts right now in this very hot and humid summer. Because remember, we don't have enough to generate our own energy here in the state. We got to import 40% of it. So I guess you could thank Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
For number one.
But go to Shapiro is who I want to thank.
Number two would be the Maryland Freedom Caucus for writing a letter to Secretary of Energy Christopher Wright. And number three, President Trump and the Trump administration. Because what they have done is they have waived requirements that I think it's a Wagner Generating Station Unit 4. They were almost at the number of limit of hours that they can operate and put power out. And they waived that requirement. Mm-hmm. So now they can continue, I think, for the next 90 days to generate power. In spite of its, you know, they're limited by, I think it's 430 or 488 hours or something like that a year. And they were only 80 hours away from that before last week.
Yeah.
And so without that waiver, there was a good chance there would have been blackouts here in the state of Maryland.
Yeah.
You know, and which is a good thing. And then I have mixed feelings about this, Bruce, because maybe this is what it would take to wake Marylanders the heck up about what Democrats have done, Democrat policies on energy, Governor Moore's green agenda, the war on fossil fuels. We don't have the necessary solar, wind, hydroelectric, whatever. When they say it's an all-of-the-above approach, guess what, folks? It's fossil fuels and nuclear. That's the all-of-the-above approach. Because the others don't generate squat. They really don't. Now, maybe one day they will, and I hope to God we get there. But right now, without fossil fuels, without nuclear energy, this is what happens in this state. And we're only going to import more. As Brendan Shores and others, you know, go under in the coming years, and we don't build any more clean burning coal fired power plants or other nuclear, and we're years away from that of another nuclear plant. I don't even know if we can build a coal fired plant here in the state of Maryland anymore, based on the Democrats' green agenda. So if you want to thank people so that you have electricity, your lights are on, and your AC's working right now. And you're able to cook in your home and live in your home comfortably. It's the state of Pennsylvania. It's of course, the Maryland Freedom Caucus. And it's President Trump and his administration, Secretary Wright. It certainly is not Governor Moore or any of the Democrats in this state.
No, they're kind of divorced from reality when it comes to this. And I think they feel they're insulated from this. So they'll say, oh, I feel your pain. But they don't really. And they don't really give a damn. Look, there are those of us with breathing issues who look at something like a rolling brownout, a rolling blackout, with horror on these hot days. Put me in a nice 90-degree house for a while, and I won't be around much. Because I'll be somewhere in an oxygen tent, because you know, I'm an asthmatic. And other people who are asthmatics, other people with bad allergies, a struggle this time of year.
At some point, we'd have to go back. Remember the old ice houses?
That's right.
Where you get blocks of ice with sawdust, and that's how people would keep their meat and fish cool, and so on and so forth. Unreal.
Yeah, my second wife had furniture made out of that stuff, as a matter of fact. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, or your favorite song, or conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. I saw Dr. Segev just yesterday. She and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100 online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
It is 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. And coming up next, we'll take a look at Tulsi Gabbard. More docs and discoveries right now. Here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. The Maryland Health Department says there have been 19 heat-related deaths so far this year. The 13 most recent deaths reported before this week's heat wave, when the high temperatures and humidity combined for heat indices that exceeded 100 degrees, sometimes reached almost 110. At this time last year, there had only been 14 deaths attributed to the heat. Baltimore police officer accused of raping a 16-year-old girl has been indicted by a grand jury. Kerline Edwards faces felony charges that include first-degree rape after an alleged incident involving a 16-year-old girl that he claimed to be dating. A Brooklyn Park man has been arrested on drug charges following a traffic stop in Anne Arundel County. Police stopped Jekye, that's J-E-K-Y-E, so it's Jekye Johnson, for a moving violation Wednesday evening. He gave officers consent to search his vehicle. They found a large quantity of Suboxone strips and Percocet, along with a large amount of cash, and he was taken into custody. Ocean City ready for the annual White Marlin Open, runs from August 4th through the 8th. This time around, they're expecting around 318 boats. That's last year's number. More than 3,000 anglers, nearly $8.6 million in prize money. First place winner collecting $3.7 million. The Frederick County Sheriff's Office has arrested a man who allegedly threatened mass violence at an Emmitsburg children's camp. Deputies called to the Emmitsburg Elementary School Tuesday morning for a report of a man making threats near children and staff in the playground. Kids moved indoors. Lockdown was put in place. Police found 28-year-old Benjamin DeWeese. He assaulted two of them, allegedly. He was taken into custody, faces charges that include a threat of mass violence and a second-degree assault. And a child is dead following yesterday's huge storms. Floodwaters swept him into a drainage pipe in Mount Airy. The body of 13-year-old boy was recovered in the 200 block of Watersville Road, Carroll County, at around 5:30 yesterday afternoon. Officials say several kids were outside playing when a flash flood filled a gully, washed the victims into the pipe that connected to a stormwater retention pond. The incident is under investigation. 8:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick 3 Lottery, 751. Pick 4, 5701. And now, Chuck Whitaker.
The construction northbound 95 at Route 24 is there again today, and they've been blocking the right lane up there at exit 76. So if you're traveling north of Mountain Road, you're going up eventually to the Tidings Bridge. There is a backup there. It's at least a mile on the northbound side. Eastbound 50, the report of an accident still there at the ramp at Ritchie Highway in Annapolis. There was a new wreck a couple of minutes ago. Howard County, eastbound Route 32, very close to the ramp at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and cooler for your Friday morning. Temperatures today struggling to get out of the 70s, maybe a few lower 80s as we head toward the afternoon. Into the weekend, we'll see a lot less humidity and temps in the low to mid 80s with plenty of sunshine. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's a little under the weather. Sean Casey with Stein on Sports. It is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Well, the Orioles with the trading deadline even had one right at the buzzer when they sent Charlie Morton with cash to the Tigers for fellow pitcher Micah Ashman. All told, the day saw 9 moves, 16 prospects, 8 player-for-player deals. Out goes Cedric Mullins to the Mets for pitching prospects, as well as first baseman Ryan O'Hearn, outfielder Ramon Laureano, sent to the Padres for 6 prospects, and of course we mentioned Charlie Morton as well. The grades right now, it's hard to tell because a lot of these are at AA level or lower, so they're just now prospects, but most of the pundits and experts think that the Orioles had a pretty good day. They take on the Cubs back on the road tonight. Trevor Rogers takes the hill for the Orioles opposite Chicago's Cade Horton. Ravens had the day off from practice yesterday. Baltimore quarterbacks coach T. Martin says that the offense is 90% installed. Lamar Jackson looks great. D coordinator Zach Orr says that the first round pick Malachi Sparks and compared him to former Ravens linebacker C.J. Mosley, which is a good comparison. Ravens will play their first preseason game August 7th against the Colts. Hall of Fame game. Last night, Jim Harbaugh's L.A. Chargers defeated the Detroit Lions 34-7, so preseason is officially here. And finally, ex-Raven Shannon Sharp was fired by ESPN after news that he had settled the sexual assault civil lawsuit against him. At first, Sharp denied it completely, and then after the evidence started pouring out, then he decided to settle. ESPN said, that's it, and they canned him. No word on where Shannon Sharp will land. He's got his own company and brand that he's been streaming and working with. That's probably where we'll head next. And that's a look at Stein on Sports. I'm Sean Casey.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Get informed opinions on important issues to you. Weekdays on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot at 6 a.m. Rob Carson at noon and Sean Hannity at 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Friday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. To the phones we go. Patty is in Harford County. Patty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. I just wanted to comment on the emergency approval to let the Wagner Unit 4 run. One of the caveats is they still will be charged the fine associated with their admissions. And Maryland has, a pretty aggressive fine for these coal plants and oil-generating plants. And, I read these folks who don't understand energy, and they talk about Talon Energy closing Brandon Shores and Wagner and the fact that it's corporate greed. Well, when you can't operate more than, a handful of days a year and even under an emergency order to run beyond the approved hours, you still get punished with all kinds of fines. You can understand why these owners don't want to operate in Maryland.
That's interesting. So could Maryland waive the fines? Do they have the power to do that, or that's just etched into law right now?
I don't know. I don't know whether it's etched into law that they would have to, do some kind of special order. I'm sure the governor could waive through an executive order, the fines, just like this emergency order that Secretary Wright made. But Maryland doesn't lean that way, as we go.
So to sum up then, we were on the verge of maybe being some brownouts or even rolling blackouts because of the energy demand in peak summer energy season. We get an emergency waiver, but the company is still going to be fined for keeping everybody's lights on. That's
correct.
It's insanity is what it is. Patty, correct. Thanks for the clarification. Really appreciate that. Did not know that. So that is unreal.
Well, this again is government putting restrictions on private industry in various fields that make it difficult for private industry to run at a profit. And if you're, unless you're a regulated utility, you need to run your business at a profit. And even regulated utilities are given specific profit margins they're allowed to make under the agreement with the state.
Who do you think the left hates more, Donald Trump or fossil fuel?
Fossil fuel. Yeah. But it's close.
Right. It's very close.
Yeah. If they can find a fossil fuel that's orange, I'm pretty sure they go for that first, without a doubt. Talk Radio 680 WCB. And back in 2023, you heard John Durham saying this.
Our findings were sobering. I can tell you, having spent 40 years plus as a federal prosecutor, they are particularly sobering to me.
Yeah, they're particularly sobering to him. And then, of course, one of her findings he had got buried, curiously. The appendix, the addendum, whatever, the addition, was all buried away. Tulsi Gabbard dug it up.
For these highly classified documents to be placed in a burn bag within the FBI, where apparently they're, at least at this point, I'm not aware of other copies of those documents existing. This is where we have, to me, what appear to be signs of very clear malintent to try to cover up bad actors within the intelligence community.
See, what you're going to do is you're going to say, we have the sole copy of this document that implicates us in wrongdoing. Put it in a burn bag, destroy it, and we'll all simply deny and say, where's the paper trail?
So why they didn't burn it? That's a question.
President Trump also said, why wouldn't they just burn it?
Why would you put it in a burn bag and just leave it in a secret room?
Arrogance.
Really? Arrogance or incompetence?
Yeah,
or
a combination of both.
Or maybe somebody found it. And put it in a burn bag to be found.
Would you burn it that day?
Well, no. I mean, maybe you put it in the burn bag to basically...
Somebody on our side, you're saying.
Yeah.
We actually want honesty.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure there are some. Tulsi said that, look, every day she and others inside this particular administration are finding documents detailing exactly who was involved in the phony Russia stuff.
As we are finding these documents, going through them, declassifying and releasing them, we are learning more about who is actually directly involved and implicated in this. We're learning more about who may have been in the room and who was loudly protesting against it, recognizing how wrong it was. We have whistleblowers coming forward with their own documentation of their protests and their unwillingness to go along with this.
Yeah, their own protests. And those are the ones who right now are smiling, saying, I am on record as saying this is wrong. We should not be doing this. Now, here's the problem for Tulsi Gabbard. She was asked, have you actually gotten all the people who are getting pushed back against you secretly out, or are you still dealing with them?
There are people who are still working within the intelligence community who had a hand in this. As we are identifying them, it will give us the opportunity to make sure that they and others like them, who, again, are so willing to weaponize intelligence to subvert the will of the American people, can no longer work in the intelligence community.
That is the ideal. Whether or not they can actually make that happen during this administration, we'll see. We will see. I mean, there was some attrition simply because the government is smaller. They've cut 70,000 people so far. And those are just the people who said, yes, I'll take the buyout. Now, there are other additional firings or layoffs yet to come.
But to me, I mean, they just fired another a lawyer on the the National Security Council.
Yeah.
That was in an Obama-Biden holdover. That Trump doesn't know this. Susie Wiles, the chief of staff. You got to get Laura Loomer to out these people? I mean, I know he's very busy, and he's trusting people like Susie Wiles to vet these people, but they're still there.
Yep.
And now we're being told that John Brennan still has a bunch of homies in the CIA, and that John Ratcliffe really isn't in charge.
Yeah, well.
No wonder. Yeah, the deep state is precisely. Very, very deep.
Precisely. 8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. He's tall, tan, and his tea time is at 9:03, so let's get to it. It's Chuck Whitaker.
I had to move it to 9:13. I have something to do right at 9.
Okay.
Sorry. late wreck. Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. It's on the inside lanes of the bridge, and only the right lane is getting by. There's a medic unit there, a couple of vehicles, and it looks like a vehicle hit the wall. So Northern Virginia traffic is backed up there to Telegraph Road. If it stays there for a while, it may back up to Springfield for that section of the Capitol Beltway, eventually getting over to the Maryland side. And we'll come back and revisit that. If you're through Annapolis, there was a wreck report. reported eastbound on 50 on the ramp to Ritchie Highway. We can't see it because the cameras got knocked out with the storms yesterday. Both the tunnels are still reporting their lanes open. Construction delays, I-95 northbound in Harford County. 76-mile marker takes away a lane at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, are you in this new movie now at the Senator? It's called Baltimoreans.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Apparently,
well, it could be.
Film directed by Jay Duplass, starring Baltimore-born actor Michael Strassner. I would think you'd be, right there in the cast.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't ask me, so I don't know.
Right.
Residuals. Chuck's going to have residuals.
If he's in
folks,
it.
That's the end of the show.
That is.
The party's over.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, cooler today. Highs in the upper 70s. Nicer weekend in store right now. Light rain the next hour. 70 in Annapolis. Cloudy 65 in Reisterstown. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me.
Our feel-good news story of the day brought to you by Town Appliance off of Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, your headquarters for all your appliance needs. Well, someone in White Sulphur Springs, Montana, recently trashed a couple's wedding venue the night before their big day. But it still went off without a hitch because the people in the town all got together, donated, and rebuilt what was planned. Here are the newlyweds, Travis and Carson Snyder, along with people in the community that helped out talking about this special wedding.
Anything and everything that was in there. There was 10 clam bottles just opened and dumped on the floor. There's like even chalkboard signs were cut in half.
They went and stabbed every single can that was in there.
And somebody was dedicated to ruining this.
I called my managers and was just like, okay, what can we do? Everybody kind of had something they could contribute.
We just set up a table in one of our rooms and just laid everything out that they could take.
I guess there was a couple people who donated to our honeymoon fund.
When we came down for everything, it was like it never happened.
Like, I was just happy tears at that point.
That's just an incredible story, and that's when people do come together to make a difference in the community. And that's our feel-good news story of the day.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
So there's a couple of things in the One Big Beautiful Bill that aren't getting a heck of a lot of attention. Yes. I thought people really should know.
This is cool stuff.
Yeah. And the good news is that they will benefit the babies and families having more babies and seniors. The bad news is these programs expire in 2028. Mm-hmm. So you should take advantage of them now while you can. Number one, the new Trump accounts for newborns. So this basically allows children an initial one-time $1,000 government investment at birth. Parents and relatives can contribute up to $5,000 a year to a child's account until the child turns 18, with the cap potentially adjusted for inflation after 2027. If the maximum contribution is made each year on a child's birthday through age 17, the account could grow upwards of $200,000 to $700,000. The financial head start for newborns could grow as much as $1.2 million by the age of 28 if fully funded and left untouched. At the minimum, they're saying $600,000, but up to $2 million with compounding interest.
Wow.
That's just, and that's incredible. There's your retirement fund right there. Number two, joint filers and single filers over 65 will now qualify for a special deduction of $6,000. In addition to the extra standard deduction for seniors enacted back in 1948, the latest write-off is available whether you itemize or not. It's also per eligible individual. So married couples filing jointly can claim $12,000. If you're married and filing separately, you don't get to claim it. So you have to be 65 or over, okay? And it's stacked on top of the existing exemption for seniors and the visually impaired, which is $2,000 for individual, $3,200 for joint filers. So both are distinct from the standard deduction. But here's what it means. An individual filer over 65 can now claim up to $23,750 on their tax return, and joint filers can write off as much as $46,700. And that's good for the next 3 years.
And this is at what income level?
Well, there are some income qualifiers. For individuals, you have to make $75,000 or less, and that gets completely phased out by $175,000.
Right.
For joint filers, you have to make $150,000 or less, and that's phased out by $250,000. So you get the full deduction at individual $75,000 or less. For joint filers, $150,000 or less. And then after that, it phases out slowly, bit by bit. But, I mean, obviously consult your tax professional, tax accountant, but because I certainly am not one. But I just thought, that doesn't get talked about.
No.
In this one big, beautiful bill. So, a couple of things. We want more babies, and we want to keep our seasoned citizens happy. After all, they've put a lifetime of paying into the system. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. The law offices of Michael A. Freeman there for you 24/7 should you need them. And we're talking about serious accidents resulting in serious injury. Do require serious legal representation. So it's a proverbial minefield. We're dealing with insurance companies, with doctors, with medical companies. You know, there's just so much. And if your car's been totaled, now you got to deal with the mechanics and all of that as well, the diminution of value, which most firms won't touch. So, again, there are a plethora of complicated issues. You want somebody who is knowledgeable, who's experienced, who's seen it before, and has got that experience. Should a curveball be thrown, they're ready to handle it. That's the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. They've been voted one of the top 10 personal injury law firms each and every year over the past 10 years. They've helped members of my family, WCBM, and our listener family as well. So hopefully you never need them, but they're there in case you do. Check them out. Their website is maflaw.com for the law offices of Michael A. Freeman.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex, Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
The Rob Carson Show. Don't you suppose that the Democrat Party and the FBI and the DOJ would have already cherry-picked whatever was in the Epstein files to damage Donald Trump and expose that while he was out of office and Joe Biden was in office and everybody was in control? There was silence on the Epstein files altogether. Not a dang word from the Democrat Party on the Epstein files until Donald Trump said there's no there there. And now they're like, aha, he's covering something up.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Great text in from Sean. He says, there is no future in converting to wind and solar. The wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. The only way to maximize these sources of energy is battery storage, and the tech is not there for wind and solar farms. But it can be done locally. People's homes, where the government is not promoting that because they can't control and tax it. Instead of importing power from other states, they could put excess power generation from people's homes on the grid and pay people for it. Everybody could be an energy supplier. No power lines needed because people's homes are already connected to the grid. But of course, if you're doing that, again, it limits the government's ability to tax it. So there you go. That's part of the rub, isn't it? 8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Wreck on the Capitol Beltway. Outer loop at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge is still there. They're in the process now of getting the vehicle up on a rollback, and then they'll be out of there. But we're backed up towards Telegraph Road. That's affecting the traffic from Northern Virginia, eventually over the bridge onto the Maryland side. So it's the inside local lanes that are affected there, and it's a single lane right there at the scene. Beltway locally looks good. Nothing out of the ordinary now at the tunnels. Keep in mind, Falls Road, they're working on that. Had storm damage overnight. Falls Road is closed basically between Ruxton Road and Windy Valley. So local traffic, you know your way around through there. And keep in mind, the construction will be there through the midday. Northbound 95 at Route 24, 76-mile marker for the traffic in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Thought it cooler today. Highs in the upper 70s, and right now we're only 68 in Millersville, 68 in Dundalk, and we saw Kim Klasick paddling in this morning.
This is hilarious.
She was in her canoe.
This is hilarious. The temperatures outside are now back to normal. She's wearing a jacket.
It's cold outside. Are you kidding? It's freezing. Yes, I have jacket and pants. Yes, absolutely.
Well, it's a big 20 degree drop between.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, what it was the other day.
I told Olivia to get her sweater this morning. Of course, she doesn't feel the way that I do, but you know, it is what it is. Did you guys hear the breaking news?
No.
Julian Jones, county councilman, is for Khadijah Walker.
Oh, what a shocker.
What a shocker.
Yeah. Stunned by that.
That was about 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So he's going with her. And he said that he'd spoke to her, and she said she's actually going to be moving to Baltimore County.
Oh, okay.
I call BS.
Yeah.
You sat in front of Baltimore County Council for how many hours on Tuesday?
Right. And residency never, was not a requirement, blah, blah,
right.
blah.
Right. She never once mentioned that she was considering moving closer to the job. I think now he's just saying this, and she probably was like,
yeah, that tells me. That tells me that he needs more votes.
Yeah.
And this is a little, little enticement, if you will, for others now. We can vote for now that she's going to move to Baltimore County.
Exactly. I just, look, I know he wants to run for county executive. I don't think he's officially announced.
Not yet, but he salivates every time the position is mentioned. Look, we talked about it earlier this morning, the cabal of Johnny Zero, Kathy Klossmeyer, the Carl Jackson thing.
Yep.
This is the Democrat machine. This is what they do best.
Yep.
They rig it. They fix it. And she was hired to do one thing, get rid of Kelly Madigan.
Yeah.
And all along, this was all the whole thing was set up. And look, I wouldn't surprise me if Julian Jones is a done deal.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I don't know anymore. I mean, it's crazy. I love that everybody called in yesterday and had a lot to say.
Yeah.
I heard some of the sound on Fox 45 last night.
Yeah, they did a piece last night. Nice piece.
I mean, look, you know, obviously we have some great listeners with, you know, a lot of great comments. And I'm just floored at this point, only because you even had Democrats at that rally in front of the Towson Courthouse that were expressing how disappointed they were in the process. And I thought at that point, maybe, possibly, they would pull this back.
Well, here's the thing. Julian Jones was not only investigated once, but twice by Kelly Madigan.
Oh, was it twice?
Yeah.
I know about the one time.
Yeah. Twice.
Okay.
It was twice. And wouldn't you basically remove yourself from the process?
Because of that.
Because of a conflict?
Right. Yeah. Or why was it Kathy Klossmeyer asking him to remove himself?
She should have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was the cabal. It was a fix from the very get-go.
Well, the strong Republican Party in the state would have.
Here he goes again. He's lobbying. He's pressing hard, Kim.
Yeah. I have a job that I love. Obviously, you don't feel the same way.
All right, Kim Klasick is
so
coming up next.
Yep, thank you.
We'll be tuned in. So this weekend, once again, you're worried about what's happening at Federal Hill in Canton, in Fells Point, especially after business owners are really upset. The shootings and the carjackings and the vandalism. Here's Joey Vannoni, who owns Pizza to Joey, talking about the violence in his part of the neighborhood in Federal Hill.
Who wants to come into the city and experience homelessness, nudity, assaults, robbery, and murder? I mean, that's not really saying, come visit Baltimore.
Yeah. And so now there's going to be a new police unit, a new patrol unit. City Councilman Zach Blanchard, who represents the district, says they're going to be there this weekend.
BPD is rolling out a new unit, and I know they're trying to get out in the next couple weeks.
And so this is going to, there's a new patrol unit, and they are going to be focused in on basically, I guess, Harbor East, Federal Hill, Fells Point, and Canton, those areas, because that's where most of the crime is now being committed for carjackings and vandalism. Of course, we had that mother that was shot last week who is still in grave condition.
When you mentioned this initially, I thought that they were going to be like out there doing song and dance, that kind of stuff. It's a different kind of entertainment unit entirely.
Yeah. It is a patrol unit for the entertainment district.
I thought it was like the UFC.
Well, imagine now if people start. Yeah, that's it. We're out. We're closing down our businesses. Yep. We're relocating, or we're done. Imagine the tax losses to the people, yep, the city of Baltimore, and imagine the $400 million of opioid money, which is probably already being spent. Yeah, that's what they're
sure
in the next 15 years. But imagine many more police officers they could hire, mm-hmm, to be in these neighborhoods and also protect other Baltimoreans, not just those going to the entertainment district. It really is. You look at these major cities being run by Democrats, they are destroying them.
Well, plus, of course, in this particular case, the city is being funded by the state. So your tax dollars, no matter where you are in the state, you're paying for this stuff.
Bingo. All right, have a great weekend. We're back Monday morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick Live coming up next. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you Monday.
This is the right choice for Maryland.